listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Base. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Base. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Welcome to Bay Sox Baseball. Time now for the DCA Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Canal Park here in Akron. We're getting set for game four in this six-game series. The Akron Rubber Ducks and your Bowie Sox. So glad you're with us. Matt is with you from Akron, Ohio. Bowie is coming off of their largest in just over 2 weeks. So glad to see the Bay Sox really show the offensive prowess that had carried them to this point here in the second half. A 10-1 over the Ducks. 6 for the Sox win with runners in scoring position. Biggest factor of yesterday's game because in their previous 8 games combined, the Bay Sox had only 5 hits with runner scoring position. So to get 6 hits yesterday and get it done, that was just icing on the cake. Of course, Bowie could have scored just 2 runs and left it. But at the way that the playoff race is shaping, I said it. Said it yesterday, 3 times the day before, and then saying it all here in the second half, is Bowie cannot slow down. They need to keep their foot on the gas, make sure that the opponents they face know how much damage Bowie they want to try and outclass their opponents to make sure that they can carry momentum through the series that they play. And that's exactly what Bowie needs right now, because as we get ready to look at the numbers for this game, we do always remind that with only 3 games left in this second half, still doesn't have tiebreakers, and they still need to be the first team in the South Division. No ties, nothing. They need place in the Southwest Division to make their way into the postseason for a consecutive year. But as we look at today's game, let's open with the numbers, starting with Bowie. It's game number 106 for the Bay Sox. A 6-7-68 record, 2-game with Bowie. They're just 4-6 of the last 10 still, and 30-36 when playing on the road. Akron is getting ready for game number 106 of the year as well. A 77-3 record, a 2-game losing streak. The Ducks in 4 over their last 10, and 30-28 when playing in front of home crowd at Canal Park in Akron. Series sees Bowie still in a comfortable lead. If the Bay Sox at least one of these final 3 games in the regular season, then they won the season series with Akron. So far of the 21 games played, the Bay Sox have won 12. Akron has won 9. In the second half, the Bay Sox are 40-56, while Akron 37-29. In terms of the standings for the South Division, Bowie is still, as mentioned, in tie with the Erie Seawolves, but Erie's tiebreakers. So among the full 3 games of the regular season, Bowie just needs to win 1 more game than Erie. If they can do that, then they will be in the postseason. Akron at 37-20 in the second half is 3 games out of first place with 3 left to play. Now, Akron does maintain tiebreaker over both Bowie and so if Akron to sweep the weekend, it's these final 3 games, and if Erie loses the weekend, they lose their last 3 games to Richmond, then the Rubber Ducks would still find themselves at the top of the Southwest Division, but that very slim path that requires of help from outside sources. So Akron might have the door shut. It just all depends. Altitude from postseason contention, they're the 4th place team, 3.5 games out of first place, 3 games left to play in the season. So Altoona is no longer X. Today's starting pitching map sees Garrett Stallings go for Bowie, while the right-hander Tanner Burr gets the start for Akron. Tanner go tomorrow. They've got 2 Tanner B in their rotation that go on back-to-back. They can't get too upsetting them up from time to time. But Burns, he's been plagued by short outings this season. He's only fired 84-20 starts. He finished the 5th 7 times out of those 20 starts, and he missed most on the injured list as well. Now, Burns is a fly ball pitcher, and those efforts have hurt him at points this year. There was a stretch where 9 home runs in a span that went from mid-July to mid-August. Burns was unable to finish in April, but he held only 1 run on a sacrifice fly, and the Bay Sox did lose that game. He actually turned in his best start of the season against the Bay Sox in July, too. He had a quality start. It's his only start to actually seen him go into the sixth. Fired 6 innings of 2-run ball. The problem in that start, both runs were solo home runs by Joey Ortiz, and Bowie won the game, so Burns was the tough luxer. But then Bowie was able to get 4 runs against him in just 3 innings. The last time the teams faced off, it was up here at Canal. It had a 2-RBI single by Maverick and an RBI single by Connor Norby, hiding that Bay Sox win. Now, Burns rated as the Guardians' number 20 prospect Baseball America, and he's got a good ball that sits high in the mid-90s. He'll want to make good use of that and complement it with his curveball, but curveball can be a little tough to locate, especially for called strikes. And if batters lay off of it, then it leads to Burns. A few more. He's walked 41 batters in 8-4 innings this season and leads quarter outings. That's what is most likely going to try for it. Of course, the home runs would be nice, but could be a big part of what needs to do for today's win. As Garrett Stallings goes for the Bay Sox, he has been a part of a tough end recently for Bay Sox starters, in which, much like Burns, they've been able to really get too deep into their start. In this series, Cade Povich is the starter for Bowie that has been able to end the fifth inning, but he's still a high pitch count for Bowie in that one. He was only saved by pitch third inning, but Povich will hear 80 pitches by the time he was done fifth. Yesterday, Chase McDermott needed 88 pitches for 4 innings, and Justin Armstrong the day prior needed 78 for 4 innings. Last week, Garrett Stallings fired 96 pitches, a career high. Only 4 1/3 of ball. He was at 7+ going into the fifth inning. 2 walks, a single to load the bases, bases clearing double. Bowie fell behind. Fortunately, though, they were able to come from and win. Stallings, of course, took a decision, though. His strikeout has been fine lately. For Stallings, it's going to be limiting those walks, making sure his fastball can play well on the top half of the zone, and then sure you don't get too sweepy slider into the left-handers, because, of course, has the of left-handers on roster in the entire Eastern League right now. They're still coming Stallings today with, 6 left-handers, 5 lefties, and a switch hitter. So Stallings is going to have to be careful with those lefties. And they're hitting him at a 351 clip. Strikeout ratio is fine. It's not as good against the right-handers, of course, but it's that contact. And Stallings is going to need to be careful about that contact. And we've got a lot to talk about here on the DCA Imaging's pregame show. And, of course, today highlighted by Kobe Mayo, a career RBI and his first career grand slam. We're going to replay an interview we had in late August, only about 2 weeks ago at this point. Gives us some thoughts. His first few weeks have been back from what it was like working with Anthony Rizzo offseason. The two players are alumni of the same Florida high school, of course, much different in age. But Mayo gives us his thoughts next. Your Sox baseball.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stumps, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site. Your insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, patient first is here for you. Patient first, the name fits.
Patient first, proud partner of the Bucks. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Hey fans, do you know your friends from your Trash Pandas? Then put down the official free-to-play game of Major League Baseball and compete for ticket day experiences. Rundown is made for ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com, sign up, and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Vegas this October. It's never been fun to get caught in a rundown.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics, you Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone has a smile they've always wanted with our flexible options. With 2 of the country's orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we get to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book a consult. That's RAD.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
To work here on the CA Imaging Systems pregame show. We prepare for Bowie and Altoona, game 3 of 6. Checking in with Kobe May for the first season, if I'm not mistaken, and a big 2-run home run last night. Just quickly, walk through that plate appearance. What were you sitting on? Knock out of there.
I went up there, just got back to basics, looked for a fastball, up in the zone. sure enough, he threw it there, and I couldn't miss it, and I didn't, and it felt really good.
How's it been going for you, getting the reps in at third, a little bit around the infield, splitting mostly between third base and dead center? What's that been like for you?
Yeah, I think in the lineup is the most important thing for me. Wherever I have to play, you know, whether it's third, first, outfield, but it's been good. But I just excited to come.
What sort of growth have you perhaps been noticing in yourself in your approach or your attack at the plate, the double A level?
Yeah, I think your approach is a little bit more mature when you get up to these, because pitchers are smarter, they're older, experienced, and kind of have to, you know, to speed pretty quick.
Is that something this clubhouse focuses on, considering that it is one of the youngest houses in the Eastern League? There have been times where you're facing older pitchers about every single day. Is there any from that, or no? It's just go out and do your work.
I think you can't worry about the pitchers or the you know, the experience of them. You got to go up there and just, you know, look at the report. And every pitcher's, you know, this, you know, your 30 years, you're 20 years old. I think you got to go up there with the same mindset, no matter what. The mindset that you're in, and that's it.
We're here with Mayo on the DCA Imaging Systems brief. Question I usually like to ask, especially in a first conversation. Say you're a scout, you're at one of your games, and you're watching yourself play. What would you put down for it, say, is one of your highest rated?
I mean, I think the hit tool and the hit for is a big one. Of course, you know, not got off to the start to here, but I think that, you know, that's what happens when you jump up to a new level. You know, the struggle comes with that a little bit, but you got to work through it, and you know, that's what makes you better.
You say you might not have gotten off to the that you might have necessarily wanted. What would you say would get you up to the you're happy with what you're producing?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the double A pitch is good. You know, they're doing what they want to do on the mound on pretty well, but it, you know, keep attacking, keep, you know, swings, and I know when I put the play, that's, you know, my best ball in the play, in play, because usually when I do, so I think just keep putting the ball in play, keep having good at bats, and just build off each at bat.
You're another key tool in what's been a great defensive infield for this season. What's it like getting to work with Javi Ortiz and Connor Norby like that, as they sit on the middle while you sit at third?
Yeah, I think we've built a good foundation with this infield, and, you know, Jay has done a great job with us, you know, making us work every single day, us wanting to work every day. Having those guys up the middle is the, you know, confidence, and, you know, you have great confidence in them, and I think it's just been great.
You went to the same high school, Rizzo, and you said that you've worked out with, what's that experience been like, working with someone kind of at the peak of career and with a lot of major league under them?
Yeah, I think he just brings, you know, those guys who've been there and been through the tough and the grind, and he's a World Series winner, and I think it's just good to pick a bit, and he's one of those guys you can talk to all day, and, you know, he'll all the advice and direction. Yeah, he's just a great guy to be, and just makes everyone around him better.
Is there any bit or piece that he may have imparted onto you in some of your offseason that you've really carried and brought with you out to in season?
It's just having confidence in yourself and build off at bats, and, you know, it doesn't mean in an 0 for 30 slump or your 3 for 30, each at bat is your 0 in that at bat, and you can't back and change anything, so you just got to, you know, look next at bat, because, you know, you're going to be 0 for 5 in your last at bat game.
You've got a lot of family in town week, from what I understand. Have you guys time aside to maybe visit Nassau or Baltimore or D.C.? There's places you could go, obviously. Have you guys been getting...
Yeah, my parents have been up a few times. I think we're going to try to head out to Annapolis tomorrow, the next slate report we have. You know, it's always good to have.
And then one last thing, I always go, we're on a long road trip, obviously, two-weeker last week, and then Erie next week. You got a long day at the park, back to the hotel. What have you been binging? What's the show on your favorite streaming service that you've been putting on to end the night?
Yeah, I watch Big Brother. It's a reality show, yeah, on three times a week. So if I can't, I don't watch it when it's on, because we have games at night. So watch it the next day in the morning, usually. Good start to the morning. Yeah, just, you know, YouTube, maybe Netflix, but yeah.
Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
That's good. DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Take a break now. We'll be back in a bit. Sox baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or exploring a career in the pipe fitting, pipe weld, HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Service UA Local 602 Apprentice Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please steamfitters-602. That's steamfitters-2.org.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 12. Futures Club members get access to members-only events, discount offers, and free gifts for just up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures, sign up now at BaySox.com.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay to provide their pest control services. For residential and commercial pest control needs, now. For general pest control, turf control, mosquito control, and all control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-8300 or visit online at www.now.com.
Canal Park one final time here in Akron as we get ready to wrap up the DCA Imaging System Game Show. Matt Zabata is still with you. Plenty of roster moves to discuss ahead of this one as Akron is taking the field. The Bay Sox have made a handful of additions, brought up from High A Aberdeen. Juan Rodriguez, catcher, has appeared with a couple of times this year, so he'll be available at the bench today, while Nick and Jake Lyons have also joined. Two rushers out of the Aberdeen bullpen. And fielder Dante Williams, brought up as well. A great speedster. The DH today and bat in his double A debut should be. As we get ready to go, we'll decide one final time when we return for shit all the play by play. You're listening to Bay Baseball.
Fielder's Choice Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best now you see the best games at Prince George Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your seat from day one and enjoy an exclusive member benefits, flexible exchange options, discounts, suite rentals, special access to the Diamond Run, and a free members collectible at first home game of the year. Get your pal by calling 301-464-4865 or head on to baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted from document creation, output device, and workflow to document security and storage. We understand people print, printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 01-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pirates will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following base sets all season long. We will give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, tri-row musicals, custom choreographies, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or online zypyrotechnics.com.
For Bowie Bay Sox Baseball, the Bay Sox are the double A of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employer Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZI Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Baseball.
We're ready to go from Canal Park, Akron. It's game four of game series between the Akron River Ducks near Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. With you from Ohio. And Edgar Burns warms on the mound for the Ducks. The starting lineup for the Bay Sox face looks like this. Off at second base, you've got Connor Norby, followed by Obie Mayo at third base, batting second. John Rhodes is in right field. He's batting third. Dante Williams is the D8 in his double-A debut. He cleans up. Toby Welk will be in left field, batting fifth. Watson in center field, sixth. Manley, the catcher, bats seventh. Andrew Dashbaugh, eighth. And Chris Given is the shortstop, batting ninth. Bowie is affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. There's by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brooke Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Factor. Calvin Christensen is the video. Quincy Birchfield and Blake Wooten are the athletes. Bowie is 67-6 in the season, 40-26 in the second half, a two-game winning streak Sox. And again, their lineup features Connor Mayo, John Rhodes, Don Williams, Toby Welk, Zach Watson, Maverick Handley, Anschbach, and Chris Given. All to off against right-hander Tanner Burns. Canal Park here and is 319 feet down the line, 327 feet down the line left field, 400 straightaway center field, but that's the deepest part of straightaway center. There is a hard cut in, an angled field wall, but still with a massive batter counteract that. as Corby gets back into the box following what has been a great season for Norby and Mayo. John Rhodes has increased his as well. He's batting .290, a .952 OPS, and 13 doubles, 2 triples, 16 home runs, and 43 runs in. It's already getting low in the sky as 7:05 first pitch tonight, tomorrow, a 6:05 first pitch for Sunday, as the Bay Sox have a big opportunity to make some ground into the South Division standings. They're tied with Erie, but things are already going their way. Norby's in the box. Burns set. He kicks high and fires the first pitch home. Fastball swung on and missed up and away. Nothing and one to start. We're underway at 7:07 p.m. on a 7-degree, partly cloudy day. Lots of sevens there. Field shifts on. A decent gap up the midfield, however. The 0-1 is bounced foul base side. Nothing and two on Connor Norby, who went 2-for-4 yesterday. 2 RBI double in the 8th inning. But that was just a little bit more extra for the Bay Sox in what was already a big offensive showing. They took down at 10-1 last night. A big win. Now the 0-2 pitch in from Burns, and Norby watches high fastball miss. It's all in two strikes. The biggest win for Bowie in just over 2 weeks. They had won by 4 night prior. The 1-2 pitch watches another high breaking ball. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. But a 3 win 2 nights ago, 10-1 last again. The largest win since Bowie took down Erie 15-5. That was a game. That 6-game series up at UPMC. 2-2 pitch here. And Norby out to deep left center field. Roderick's up, and there it goes! It's the second time in 3 days. Connor Norby says goodbye! He leads off the game. Solo home run! And Bowie's 1-0. It's the 17th of the season. His 4th this year to open up a game, and his 8th in the first inning of ball games this season. Just a remarkable run for Connor Norby here in 2022. And now Kobe Mayo will bat. Pitch into the righty, and Mayo goes one off over to the right side. It's nothing. Next pitch, half swing, and he pokes it over to the right side. No run, it's a nothing at two. A Karai 6 RBI for Kobe last night. His first career grand slam. Next pitch here, though, is swung on in. 3-pitch strikeout, and Burns is on the horse. First K, first out of the inning. Tell you about the defense. Jonathan Ross, Julian Escobedo, and John Kenzie Noel from left to right in the outfield. Got Daniel Schneeman at third base, Jose Tain, Nangel Martinez at second, Mike Parise at first, and Brian Labastida for Tanner Burns on the mound. Jones digs into the box, and the first pitch to him, speed called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one to start. 200 average for Rhodes, 574 in 22 games, 3 doubles, 2 triples, looking for his first double-A home run. As the next slider misses up and away, it's 1-1. It was on Wednesday when Norby off home run, the 1-1, and Rhodes watches down and away a check swing. They appeal on it. He held off. 2 balls and 1. He did it twice in the Harrick series as well. That was a 6-game set that Bowie swept. He had one on Tuesday and one on the 2-1 pitch, and Rhodes lifts it out to deep right field toward the short porch. Noel running back to the back, but he's going to have room. It's the catch up against the shoulder, and there's no way. Rhodes might have just that first double-A home run. Might have been gone at Prince George's Stadium, but not here. Your umpiring crew for today's game. Zdenek Zedek is at third base, is at first base, and Jen Pott is the crew chief. She's calling the balls and strikes home plate. As Doc Williams steps in. A .222 average, an 80 OPS, and 86 games for Wolves this season. That's all with high A Aberdeen. It's his first plate appearance here in double-A. First pitch, he drills! Deep behind field, Noel ranging back, looking up, and there it goes! The first pitch double-A, and Dante crushes a solo home run! It's 2-0 Bowie! A flying start from Dante Williams, and the Bay Sox bowling here in the first inning. He had 4 home runs by A. Aberdeen all season. And now the Bay Sox are already ahead by 2 on Williams' 5th homer of the year. Toby Welk now. First pitch to Hicks is swinging a high fastball. They'll appear to be held off. Here's the 1-0. Welk watches a called strike lower in corner. Run the count even at a ball and a strike. 35 average for Welk, a 700 guess. As the next offering is poked over toward the hole, a low bounce picked by Jose Tank. Sidearm toss is a bit low, but in time. 6-3 putout ends the end. But what a great start for the Bay Sox. Home run by Connor Norby. A home run for Dante Williams. First pitch of his Double-A career. We go to the bottom of the first. Bowie 2. Akron up to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Base.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe job done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminis, help you to feel your best. This is the time to catch up on your annual health screen. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminis Health, the MVP. Learn more at luminishealth.org.
Well, the Bay Sox got plenty of action in the top first inning, and boy, does that give Stalling some cushion out of the gate. Two solo home runs, a leadoff run by Connor Norby, his fourth leadoff of the season, and a solo run by Dante Williams, the pitch he saw in Double-A. And as we go to the bottom of the first, it's nothing. Garrett Stallings warms on the mound for the Sox, and the starting lineup for the rubber that he'll face looks like this. Off at shortstop, you've got Jose Tena, followed by Brian Lavastida, the catcher, batting second. John Kenzie Noel in right field, batting Capriz at first base, cleans up. Martinez at second base, fifth. Rodriguez in left field, sixth. Rayado, the DH, bats seventh. Daniel Schneider, eighth. And Julian Escobedo in set ninth. Akron is the Double-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, managed by Rugal Adore. They are 77-15 on the year, and 37-29 in the second half. Again, lineup features Tena, Lavastida, and Nowoff against Garrett Stallings. Into the left-hander Tena, and it's out to fastball, 1-0 to start. After Tena, Lavastida, and Noel, it'll be Martinez, Rodriguez, Delgado, Schneeman, and Escobedo once more. Stallings' next pitch. Just misses outside. I'm not sure by how much. Rick Handley was ready to throw what looked to be a called strike and hesitated when he didn't get the call. 2-0 pitch. Is a fastball called for strike in the low side corner? I think that might have been a makeup call. 2-1. But Bowie ahead 2-0 here into the bottom of the first inning. Jose Tena, a 260 average and a 2 OPS. Next pitch, he swings and misses. 2-2 on a low breaking ball. Third in 24 games for Tena. He's got home runs. He had a leadoff in the bottom of the first Wednesday's game. He's actually hit a leadoff home run twice against Bowie this year. The 2-2 pitch, and it's flat to right field. Rhodes hesitates on it, but he doesn't have to move too far. It's only about 5 feet and makes the catch. Way to get it started. Starts for Akron from left to right in the outfield. We've got Toby Welk, Zach Watson, Rhodes. Gobi Mayo is at third. Given is at short. Connor North second. Andrew Dashbach at first. And Matt catches behind the plate for Garrett Stallings on the mound. In steps right-hander Ryan Lavastida. First pitch home, and Lavastida watches off-speed high. It's 1-0 to start. 1-9 for Lavastida with a 595 OPS in 43 games. Pulls two triples, five homers, 14 RBI. The next pitch. And it's a fastball called for strike on the outer edge. 1-1. Garrett Stallings, a 6-2-pound 24-year-old righty from Chesapeake, traded over from the Los Angeles Angels 2020. The 1-1. Called a strike. Fastball nicks the outside head, and it's one ball and two strikes now. Stallings on the season, a 5-10 record and a 6.43 ERA in 25-21 starts, 1-12 innings to lead the team, got 115 batters, walked only 9, the 1-2 pitch, bounced to third, and Mayo curls around, grabs it in territory, he has to avoid the bag near Donnett, but fires to first in time, 3 putout is the second out of the frame. The base side are alternate orange jerseys today, they've been old grays for the last 2 days. When it's an orange jersey, gray pants, and a cap, the black block Bowie is across the front side of the jersey. Akron is in their alternate baby blue day. You've got the script rubber down side, white pants, and a cap. As John Kenzie Noelson, first pitch, and he swings and misses. Ball down, ooh, that one nicked Handley. I think, actually, where did it get him? Handley, his knees, it looked like he was just adjusting the straps on one of his right shin guards. But now he's up. I guess we're okay. Nothing in one. The whole plane up. Stallings a little bit of extra time. And Handley a little bit of extra time to settle.
And we'll wait on the 0-1 to who's hitting 233 with an 821 in 64 games. 14 doubles, 2 triples, 13 home, 7 RBI. 0-1 pitch. Curveball is called for strike in the lower end. It's nothing at 2. Was stalling by an issue that has troubling Bowie starters recently. His last start, he threw a career-high pitches. The 0-2 is swung on and missed 3. He's off to a much more efficient start here, though. He retired in order and sends down Noel on 3. On to the second inning here in Akron. It's 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, a free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball. Compete for tickets and game day experience. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.play.com to sign up and play. For each open round, to vie for more prizes. The grand prize to attend Championship Week Las Vegas this October. It's never this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Ace stealers, closers, cleanup. Together, they help their team stand out. Specialists also help set employers' insurance apart from other workstation insurance companies. Our health service team includes orthopedic surgeons, managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesmeyers at CEIWC.com.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best ballpark. Bring your friends and family, celebrate, and be the star of the show. Hug out with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and even get to have the stadium sing. Bay Sox birthday parties, an one-of-a-kind experience at Prince Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Already on to the second inning in Akron as the Bay Sox are on to a 2-0 edge. A pair of home runs for Bowie. Tanner Burns gets back to work. He'll start off with Zach Watson at the plate for the Bay Sox. 6-7-8 with Watson, Maverick, and Drew Dashbox set to bat. First plays in on the baseline. I don't think I've seen an attempt to bunt all season. First pitch. And he swings and misses on a curveball away. Nothing in one to start. A 194 average and a 560 in OPS in 92 games. 7 doubles, 3 triples, 8 homers. Fins batted in this season. As Burns turns, kicks, and fires the 1, Watson again swings and misses off speed. It's nothing in 2. Watson is very rarely even being given anything resembling a fastball over the last few days. He's a 5-game hit streak, and that's all nice. And there have been a few times where he's just swinging at some interesting off-speed stuff. He did pick up 3 hits yesterday, though. Akron finally wised up late. The 0-2 chin, he reaches for it, fouls it off slowly base side. Count stays at nothing in 2. Tanner Burns, 210-pound, 23-year-old righter from Decatur, Alabama. He was a competitive balance A ration, 36 overall in the 2020 draft. He went to Auburn. He's good friends with Watson. The 0-2 pitch. Put over to first and over the stretch glove of Micah Preece. Gets right field and Watson's trying for 2. No bare hands. It throws to second. Watson, oh, he can't believe it. He feels as if the tag wasn't even there. The first umpire made the call. It was a bare throw from John Kenzie Noel. That's in. And Watson, as if he was cheated out. That was this one. He won't make more of an argument about it. Kyle won't make any much of an argument about it. But that is the third time in the last 2 games that the Bay Sox have themselves into an out. In the third inning, they ran into 2 outs when Gonnor had to take an extra bag on us. And Cesar Prieto got picked off. Both hurt. Here's Maverick Handley, first pitch outside, and it's 1-0 to start. So in the books, that goes down as a 9-4 out after a single to right field. Watson does extend his hit streak to a tying 6 games. The next pitch into Handley is a strike in the upper outside corner, 1-1. 234 average and a 68 OPS for Handley. Burns is 3-6 this year, a 3.42 ERA. 20 all starts. And Handley gets a piece into the pitcher, it's 1-2. Burns has been distanced 20 games. He has only been able to manage 4 1/3 innings. That's fewer than 6 per start. It's barely 4 innings per start. He struck at batters and walked 41 where the short outings come from. He's allowed 11 homers, now 13 when you include 1-2 pitch, and finds one foul. Lifted a third base side and out of play. Count stays. 11 doubles and a triple for Handley. 11 home runs and 44 high. As Bowie leads 2-0 of the second, 2 solo home runs in the first inning, one by Connor Norby, one by Dante Williams. And now the 1-2 pitch. Handley takes a hack at an outside fastball, got it into the netting right side. Count stays at a ball and 2 strikes.
Opponents are hitting Burns at 24 clip this season. And this is already his fourth appearance against. Another 1-2. And Handley, again, that one in on the hands and back to the skies. Akron is only 1-2 with the Sox and Burns' starts. So we'll see pitch of the plate appearance. Here it comes. Handley floats it to right again. Noel is able to run down and cover the ground. He makes the catch. Fly ball. There's quickly two gone. Burns has been the losing pitcher in three starts. He didn't pick up the win one because he only went 4 1/3 innings. Andrew Dashbach. First pitch, and he watches it miss down. 1-0 to start. 37 average for Dashbach. This 703 OPS in exactly one games. 11 doubles and no triples. The 1-0 pitch, and he watches a call for called strike inside half. It's 15 home runs for Dashbach. 40 RBI. 1-1. He got it back to the screen. It's a ball and two strikes. Yeah, Burns and former Bay Sox starter, Norfolk Tide starter, Ryan Watson, were teammates at Auburn, good friends when Bay Sox made their last trip to Akron, the last series that Ryan Watson played, the 1-2, and Dashbach foul right side out of play, count stays, and I caught up with Watson following Burns' start that week, and he said that they went out since the day of the start, didn't really share any trade secrets as they're in opposing organizations. Now it's nice to catch up. That's the fun part about small world of baseball. Another 1-2. And Dashbach swings and misses on a breaking ball down and inside. Bay Sox get a single, but with runner thrown out, stretch it into a double. They only send them to the plate. Bottom of the second coming. It's 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promotions. Season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Day, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year. Music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Sky Blaze by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox all season long. We'll give you bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom choreography, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy to try. Find out more by calling us 570-328-1361 or visit us at zypyrotechnics.com.
On the Incorporated is your lawn care team, professional organic-based lawn care for residential and commercial lawns. Lawn care programs provide ballpark results. Each service is custom-tailored for results for even the toughest lawns. The Green also offers outdoor pest services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer. On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Bottom of the second, Akron, still a 2-0 game. Bay Sox only sent the minimum to the play top of the frame, even though they got a leadoff. But Garrett Stallings gets back to work, retired on just 12 pitches with a strikeout in the inning. He'll face 4, 5, and 6 here in the second. Micah Parise leads off, left to 267 with an 824 OPS first pitch. And you watch his fastball miss up and away. It's 1-0 to start. 119 for Parise this season. 29 doubles and 5 triples, 18 homers, 3 RBI. Next offering, and it's hit up middle, a base hit. Skipped the mound and just skipped over second base. Parise extends his hit streak to 7 consecutive games. It's the longest active hit streak for Akron at the moment. And it might be highlighting the biggest issue for Garrett Stallings to contact, especially with the left-handers that Akron brings to the table. Anel Martinez, he's the only switch hitter in the lineup. 260 average and an 86 PS. And the first pitch, runner goes. It's high for a throw to second. Is late. Chris Given had to run in late to try and get the throw from Maverick Handel. Time he could get his Micah Parise's foot. Parise was up to his elbows. I don't think Bowie anticipated Parise to go with the cleat. But when Akron's already nothing, in a game if they lose, they're eliminated from postseason contention. You can't get two sides when they're aggressive. 1-0 pitch to Martinez. Is under the knees. It's no strikes. I mentioned the contact is going to be in Stallings today.
Left-handed batters are hitting 351 against Garrett. Duo pitch. Popped up, foul, third side, Mayo sprinting, gets out of his reach. If it was a little hot in the air, maybe he could have reached into the opposing dugout and pulled back, but it fell so quickly, didn't really have much time to make that play. Count goes to 2-1. But with Stallings and contact rates against left-handed, if Akron tried to stack the lineup with lefties, they just have so many lefties. But there's six left-handers today, the 2-1. And it's floated into the field. Watson initially was stepping in, but now he jogs back. Runner will... Watson gloves it, fires to third, but by giving it short. A out for Martinez as Micah advances 90 feet. That's an important run right now. It would make it a one-run game. Jonathan Rodriguez will bat now to see if he can maybe drive that run in. If he just gets it out of the infield, would. And the infield will play in if Preece wants to get speedy on contact. Rodriguez, a 198 average, 5 OPS this season, and 25 first pitch. And the runner jumps back, inside foul. Finally, he got out of the way of that one, because that was pretty much hitted for his upper thigh. Took a little bunny hop on it. One start. Next pitch. Ball. Curveball swung on and ticked. It gives the catcher. One ball and one leg. Only other problem for Stallings now, fortunately he is counteracting it, but six batters, he's thrown a first five of them. 1-1. Line to left field, up the line to the corner, and it's foul. That one got going hurry, but pulled just a bit too much by Rodriguez. It's a ball and strikes now. Third, one away here in the bottom of the second. He leads 2-0. And the solo home runs. One by Connor Norby to open the game, one by Dante Williams. He saw in double A. Now the 1-2 to Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. He got him. They're way outside for Stallings. His second strikeout of the day. Pretty easy to say. That was strikeout for Stallings. Now he can work with some regular contact against Raynel Delgado to try and finish the inning scoreless. But the lefty Delgado is 25 this season. A 6-60 first pitch. And it's outside. That trend does continue for solo batters, and six first balls. Three homers for Delgado this season, including one this series. The 1-0. It's it up the third baseline. It's out play. Just sliced a little too much. It's one. That, I said it. Stallings has been countering those first pitch balls, which is important. He's not actually gotten to ball on any batter yet. He's only gotten to a count on two batters. So the 1-1 here is a breaking ball. So make it three batters that have seen out. See, those are the only parts of the so-called broadcaster's jinx that I believe. The whole don't talk about a no-hitter or a perfect game while it's happening. No, you can't do that. But when you say stuff like that, inconsequential stats are instantly proven wrong. The 2-1 too far down and away, because now Stallings has his 3-1 count, his first three-ball count at all. That is exactly what I'm talking about. Stallings' strikeout-to-walk ratio is a bit lesser against lefties, so it's not a crazy notion that he can destroy the lefty here or there. 3-1 to Delgado. Is popped up. Foul ground, first base, dash box, shuffling through his left, straddling the warning track. Catch. Lead off single, second base with no one out, but he's left stranded at third. Go to the third here at Canal Park and leads 2-0. You're listening to Bayside.
At Teaching Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From documentation, output devices, scanning and work, to document security and storage, we and people print. Not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we view DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging System, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountains of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute, yourself a delicious hot cup of best and freshest coffee in the world, because Royal Farms' new Swiss coffee machines grind those rich, full coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
Get your gear or abelia from your favorite Bay Sox plus and future stars of the Baltimore at the Tackle Box team store. These hats, autographed bats, and ball at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Out of the third inning here in Akron, a 2-0 lead. Chris Given will lead off for the Sox. 9-1-2 set. Tanner Burns sent home the first. Given watches high fastball ball. It's 1-0 to start. First baseman is still playing into the baseline, even though, really, I think there's a single right-handed batter for the Bay Sox that attempts bunts right now. Here's the 1-0, and it's swung on, it's up and in. 1-1 Given. A 2.06 average Given this season. 8.12 OPS in 11 games played. 1-1, and Given flinch side breaking ball, held off in time. It's 1. The only right-hander I can think of for Bowie that might attempt bunts from time to time is Hudson Haskin, and he's not lined up for 2 days. Here's the 2. Given gives this one a charge, but out of play to the right side foul. Wasn't 2 strikes. 2 homers season with Bowie in his 11 games, but this game for the Bay Sox in a week. He played since the 9th. Infield plays him a regular depth in the outfield, a shade the other way, but relatively deep. 2-2 from Burns, and Given is it under the knees. First full count from against Burns are hitting just 192 full counts. He struck out but walked 26. That's part of the reason he has had so many outings this year. Now the payoff, and Given floats it into center field, not very deep. No way. Range over to his right. Stop. Now back a couple of steps. He makes the catch. So Given fly to open the inning. And now back to the top of the lineup. Here's Norby. First pitch home. Which is slider called for strike. Lower outside, it's nothing and one. So Norby's to lead off the, I mentioned it, fourth time this season, game with a home run. Considering he hasn't played his entire season in the slot, that's notable. 0-1 pitch. His called strike on the outside edge, it's nothing and two. Including today, how many times has Norby actually led off? 26. Like a 1 in 10 chance. Norby's a home run. The 0-2, Burns holds the leg for a little, fires up and in. Norby fouls off a jump. Count stays at nothing at two. He's trying to mess with the timing there with bases empty. But to take just a fantastic runner, he now has 7 home runs in the first inning of all games this year between Bowie and High A. 0-2 pitch, and he watched a change-up miss. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 11 home runs in the first inning of games. That is the most runs in baseball. Most in the minor leagues, most in the major leagues. Austin Riley and Jose Altuve each have 10 home runs in the first inning. Norby has 11. 1-2 pitch. Fastball down, 8, 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's empty, one away here in the top of the third. Bowie ahead 2-0. Burns up to 43 pitches so far. Fires number 44, and it's lined into center field. Escobedo was about in on it, but had to turn around and sprint backwards. He was able to get there. Makes the catch a little bit over. It's 2 away. Well, you want to hope that Book doesn't run into problems from their base running block second inning. Again, I think it was a smart idea if Watson just didn't go his way when he tried to take second base. A loaded ball into right field that John Genzino barehanded. First pitch to Kobe is up and in a fastball. It's 1-0 to start. But Bowie's gone down 4 in a row since that play. And again, honestly, if that had been safe anyway. 1-0 pitch. Mayo watches curveball miss down and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Mayo took out swinging on 3 pitches. Inning. Burns is really messing timing here on his through the lineup. He's kicking that leg into that split second. He kicks and fires instantly here, though. It was swung on and missed. That's how you get him. Mayo chases on an inside changeup. It's 2-1. That's the whole point of that. Is to make sure that the batter never feels too comfortable in the plate. 2-1.
called a strike. Fastball on the upper outside corner, and it's 2-2 on Mayo. Base empty, two away, and a 2-2 count. 2-0 Bowie. But we're here in the third. Oh, dang. Next pitch. Mayo bounces it deep in the hole to short. It's it. Hits in four consecutive games as he's two-out single. Not a hard hit ball, but just the right. And that's all that matters a lot of the time. Can't expect every ball that Mayo hits to be as hard as his grand slam last night. But now still maintaining base runners, and that's what they need to do right now against Burns. Get in bullpen if they can. Try and get more runs against Burns, yes. But then get in Quinn bullpen. See if you can make some of those across the remainder of the series, too. Here's John Rhodes, first pitch. Fastball up and away. Catcher throws to first in time. Mayo actually almost overflipped the bag. Fortunately, he stayed on it, and it's 1-0 to start. Akron, though, was saved big time by Eli Lingos yesterday. Left-hander came in for relief. He had starting experience, so he's accustomed to long work. To Rhodes. It's called a curveball inside edge, 1-1. Lingos worked across five different innings yesterday. He came in the fourth, was unable to record an out. He didn't leave until there was one out in the inning. 1-1 pitch. Rhodes rolls over it to short. Run by Tana, sidearm toss to first. A little bit offline, but Micah Parise stretches out to pick it. Sixth out ends the inning. Bowie strands a runner at first. And we go to the bottom of the third. Bay Sox still lead 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is a partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provides pest control services. For all your resident and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite, mosquito control, and all other pest services, call Pest Now. You can get us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pest.com.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promo season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at this with a proof of service and you'll only pay price. Bring along your furry friend on Wednesday. And it's the best happy hour around Thursday from 5 to 6. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with your specials throughout the year. And music to get your night started. It's all time at the ballpark, so get your ticket at baysox.com.
Most people don't know what a fitter is. More importantly, and how much it impacts you. Just take to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or microchip production, internet service, web-based storage or service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? These are just some of the things that we have. Please visit steamfitters-02.org and let's talk about what can bring value to you.
Here in Akron, Bay Sox leading 2-0 as Garrett Stallings gets back to work. First pitch home to the lefty Daniel Heeman. He lays down a bunt. It's deep in the holdup, and it's going to be a base hit. Dashbox scoop fires to Stallings covering, but it's what? The infield paired for that chance, and Schneeman lays single to open the third inning. Left-hander has hits in back-to-back games in four of his last five now. Don't want to see that become for Akron, but if that's what they're going to have to resort to even try and get base hits, that should tell you that Bowie is putting together good on the mound. And against a guy like Stallings, who doesn't let prior late appearances phase him too much, that might not mean much. As Julie Escobedo steps in, but we're going to have some base attempts. First pitch, called a strike. Fastball lower inside corner, it's one. 213 average for a 622 OPS in 100 games. Now, Kobe Mayo playing in at third for any sacrifice. Now he backs up. Schneeman has two bases this year in 24 tries. A pickoff throw to first does not set a tag. So we'll wait on the 0-1 to Escobedo. He's got 16 doubles, 6 homers, 38 runs batted in. 2-0 Bowie leads. Schneeman stays put. Next pitch, Al behind home plate. Gets out of play. And it falls in two strikes. Number 9, a bit of a slow series. Escobedo, though, pick up the home run last night. That was the only Quinn run. Hit it on the first pitch of this third inning. And now he comes up first and no one out. Oh, pitch. Swung on and belted. Tight field. Rhodes is back up against the wall. And we've got a tie game. Escobedo has home runs in back-to-back day, coming into the series with only 5 home runs in 113. That is not good. 7 homers for Escobedo overall. Garrett Stallings has broken the Bay Sox record for most home runs allowed in a single. He is now allowed 20 runs. That is the most in the Eastern League. First pitch home to Jose Tena, and it's held off left side. Nothing in one to start. Tena over. Flew out to right field, back in the front, a 2-2 pitch. I said it. Left-handers are what's going to be the problem for Stallings. All 3 hits for Akron have been from lefties. The 0-1. And Tanner's, but a fastball gets off the top of his bat and goes back to the screen. A foul. Well, idea if that bunt single was what Akron was going to, so be it. Sometimes those bunt singles can kick off rally. That's what Schneeman got from it. And Tena dropped the 0-2 pitch. He is swung on and bounced first. I think that ball might have hit before Tena even got a piece on it. Dashbaugh gloves and underhands to the pitcher ring. It's in time. 3-1 put out, and that's the first out of the inning. Lavastida grounded out to third. His last first pitch sprays it foul to the right side. One breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Again, at least efficiency is still there for Stallings right now. It was only 3 pitches. Schneeman and Escobedo's home run one. Swung on and missed down, 2 strikes. As long as he can maintain that efficiency, maybe even go in for a 6th. Bowie's offense is just going to have to pick back up. 1-2 pitch. Too far outside. Count runs even. This has been a handful of Garrett Stallings' starts this year. That much has to at least be understood. So remember, the Bay Sox have only won 7 games that he's appeared in this year, as the 2 misses outside. Count full. First full count for Stallings tonight. Opponents are 224 against him on full. 21 strikeouts, 18 walks. He quickly leans and fires the next. It's in there for Steve. Got a fastball on the bottom edge of the zone. Lavastida thought it would down a little bit, but it didn't. And as soon as it crossed home, he knew it was it. 3rd strikeout for Stallings. 2nd out here in the 3rd. So the base up 7-18 in games that this has appeared in this year. First pitch to Jean-Kenzie Noel, down and away. It's 1-0. Stallings has pitched better against right-handers. They want to see how he approaches Noel. The one is fouled off lower inside corner, 1-1, because he fed him breaking balls back in the first inning, and Noel struck out on 3 pitches. The entire season series between Bowie and Akron, Noel has not been able to a single off-speed pitch from Bowie. He's only hitting 154 against the Bucks, striking out 10% more on the 1-1. Curveball missed low. Noel lays off at that time. 2-ball strike. Noel went 0-for-2 against Stallings the last 2 teams met. He put the ball up times. 2-1 pitch. Called a strike. Noel this time it nicks the lower inside corner. Count runs even at 2. But it's a 2-2 game here. Bottom of the 3rd inning. Schneeman bunting on the first pitch of the frame. Julian Escobedo 3 pitches late, delivering a game-tying home run. Shorter porch in right field. Holds. Couples. And has time to fire the 2-2. Swing and just a piece. Slider outside as it goes back to the remains. Left side of the infield shifted very deep. 2. Breaking ball down. Back-to-back full counts for Stolen. Now, just as I was proficiency, this inning is extending a little bit. That was the 19th pitch of the frame. Now the payoff. In there for strike 3, a call. And Stallings, strike 2, looking to end the innings. The game is tied. Lead on single and a game-tying 2-run home by Julian Escobedo. We're on to a 2-2 game. You're listening to Bates Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. From entertaining clients to birthday parties, even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your eatable rates, with plenty of options on seats and decks around the ball. Your group can eat their fill and have a full time. Find out more and see your group outing by calling 301-4880, going to BaySox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the... Specialists also help set Chubbuck Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Ours' team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, all to get your employee back to work costs and keep premiums down. Teamwork. To learn more, connect with yours at Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated care team providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and lawns. Our lawn care program par quality results. Each service is tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control service. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and mold. Safely and effectively control insects. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On Green Incorporated. Go to thegreeninc.com.
Fans, don't forget about Patient First. Order Patient First. Urgent care that's open 10 p.m. every day of the year. No needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. Fourth inning here in Akron, a 2-2. Dante Williams leads off. Cleanup hitter. First pitch. And he watches a call take. Change up on the outside edge. It's nothing in a way. Williams homered on the first pitch he saw in double in the first inning. It was a fastball and then pretty high. Knuckled it out to deep field and it gave Bowie a 2-0 lead at that pitch. Misses up and away. Ball and one strike. But Burns is back to work. He's at 54 pitches now after these first two games. He needed 20 pitches back in inning. That was his longest inning, the 1-1. High fastball, two balls and one strike to win. After him, it'll be Toby Zach Watson to bat. And if any of them, Maverick Handley will follow. 2-1. Fastball under the knees, make it three balls and one strike. Well, Williams was very noted. Plate presence and his speed at high inning. 15% walk, only at 25% strikeout rate. 3-1, and he watches a called strike on the outside half of the zone. Runs the call. You can kind of tell in the way that the home plate umpire was winding up, she thought it might have been called strike three there. Had to stop herself mid punch out motion and just go to the regular strike two. But Williams calls for time. And Burns will try again. Second full count, he's seen. And check swing, high appeal, he held off. Third base ump the call on that one. A couple of palms in the Akron. I'll point upwards to the sky in confused all, but Williams draws the free pass. Walk given up by Burns today, which is actually enticing, considering four walks per nine rate this year. So give up his first here in the fourth. And now here's Toby Welk, first pitch. And Welk watches off speed. Called on the outside edge. It's nothing in one. Mentioned Williams' speed. 23 steals and 28 attempts last with high A Aberdeen, not last season, this season. Catcher Brian Lavastida has not caught any this year. One. Welk. He's off of a low curveball. It's one ball and strike. Lavastida has allowed 31 stolen bases in 37 attempts this year. All right, Williams' lead does not seem to be too big. Pickoff throw first, and they nearly got the throw. Was not fully received. And I think it might have actually hit off of Williams a little. Dirt might have gotten into his eye because he's up right now and just kind of swing around the base. The umpire is at time. And first base coach Tim DeJohn is out and talking with one of the athletic trainers. Or maybe it was Elbert? I think, no, it's his batting gloves. His gloves were in his pocket, got rid of them. So now the 1-1 pitch. Hangs and misses, breaking ball down and away. Beck is late. That one was close again. Williams is dancing with the devil right now. Two strikes on Welk, who grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. It's a bit understandable for Williams right now. He's doing an excellent job at varied timing mechanisms between his come set and deliveries. One, and Welk swings and misses. Another pick. This one much more late. Strikes out swinging. That's the third strikeout for Burke. He's collected only one inning so far. Didn't get any in the third, of course. But now with one away, here's Zach. Again, this is the other problem for Bowie with their lack of left-handers in the lineup. And that helps out Akron with their abundance of left-handers in the lineup. Bowie doesn't get that little half step from runners at first with obstructed view of the catcher from a left-handed batter. First pitch to Watson. Williams the takeoff, and Watson swings and misses. Watson swung and missed at each first two pitches he saw in the second. Floated a single to right field. Got thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. It was a good attempt, but the barely got to him. One pitch, and Watson holds off up and in breaking ball. One ball and one strike. You know, this might be the best opportunity to steal, though, because Zach I said it last plate appearance. Zach Watson has not been fastballs over his last few. Just doesn't. First, this one late. Williams takes some aggressive slides back into the base, though. He practically bends the base with that right shoulder. That's the first pickoff in this plate appearance. And now the 1-1. Sitton pops it up into center. So Williams had taken off. He'd have to retreat now as the center fielder runs down. Escobedo makes the catch. So a leadoff walk, but now there's two away. Canley flew out to right field, back in the inning. Did it on a 1-2 pitch as we're tied at 2 here in the top of the fourth inning. Bowie nothing. Burns sets. Pitch home. And Hanley watches a ball in the dirt. Again, probably could have been a good pitch to take off one. 1-0 to start. Let's see 6 pitches for Tanner Burns far. He's been able to reach 90 once before. That was actually his last start. 5 2/3 innings against Harrisburg. Pickoff throw. No tag this time. But that is already 5th pickoff throw from the pitcher. Make that the 4th pick throw from the pitcher. But the 7th overall when you include the pickoffs from the catcher. Here's the 1-0. Hanley floats it up the first baseline. Skied high toward found. It will slice out of play. Ball and one strike. You wonder in all the times that Dante Williams has the first base, it's covered enough ground to go at this point, just in terms of feet. Burns glances at the runner, but at the chin. 1-1 to Hanley. Williams takes off. Pitch is fouled. Hot fastball goes back to the screen. Bowie has just been able to time up their base attempts properly. Granted, that was more of a hit attempt. But the basically remains. Bowie's hit and run attempts have been successful. Foul balls and flyouts abound. And now it's a ball, 2 strikes. Williams could try again. He stays put, though, and Hanley watches. Breaking ball outside for ball 2. Hanley thought it was strike 3. The hitter and catcher thought it was strike 3. Hanley just stood walking back to the dugout. I've seen that from the batter. Home plate umpire didn't even flinch. You'd think by him that the 3 main people involved in the act of throw ball and hitting a ball all strike, you might as well just say, okay, yeah, strike 3. Go ahead. Goes to 2-2. Okay. Willie takes off. Next pitch is swung on and missed for 3 anyway. So all of that blustering. Bowie gets a leadoff walk and they ran him at first. We're on to the bottom of 2-2 game. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhen Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of minor league ball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for Mass Park Trivia. Playing is free and easy on ice. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up. Return for each open round to vie prizes, including the grand prize to a championship weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Sky Shooter displays by Z Tactics will be lighting up the sky with the Lions fireworks shows following big games all season long. We will give this bang for your buck. Sky Shooters include traditional shows, churro musicals, custom choreographs, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give it a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1360.
561 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
ZA Imaging Systems, we provide your team of office technology professionally to be your trusted advisors. From image creation, output devices, scanning flow, to document security and storage, and people print. Not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 305-777-102, or find out more about how we can help you. DCA Imaging. DCA Imaging System. Office technology made easy.
Bottom of the fourth at Akron, a 2-2 ball game. Garrett Stokes will try to keep it that way. He fired 20 pitches in the third, with three consecutive batters, but that was after he'd be tied. First pitch to Mike Capriese is short. Connor Norby, or Chris Gibbons, didn't even have to move. He scoops up eggs and fires to first base in 6-3. Here's Angel Martinez. First pitch to the switch hitter. His call to strike. Ball in the lower inside corner. It's nothing and one. Martinez flew out to center field. Back in. L shift on for the switch hitter batting left. Next pitch home. And it missed down. A ball and one strike. Well, I mentioned it. Strikes were a problem for Stallings in that first of the order. The third inning. Seemed fine. 1-1 is grounded to first. Backhanded. Down to an E by Dashbach. He'll underhand a Stallings stride. Stallings gloves it and takes. Here's Rodriguez. He's swinging on a 1-2 pitch back in the second. First pitch. Lines it out to deep right field. Road corner. He's going to dive, and it's out of. Bounces off of the warning. Rodriguez will go to second. He's thinking about loads. Digs it out, and the throw gets. Two-out triple for Rodriguez. Rode some excellent range in right this season, especially the last couple of. But that one was just a little far for him. So now go ahead run at third base, and Raynel Delgado will dig in. First pitch. Breaking ball up and away. No to start. Delgado popped up to first in territory in the second inning. Here, misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes. I was praising Stallings a little bit. First pitch strike rate here on his second to the order. Seven batters faced on his second trip, only two pitch balls. The 2-0 is singled up the middle. Hit. Split Stallings' legs, and Akron takes the lead. But we had a 2-0 lead, and they trail 3-2. Single for Delgado. 29th RBI. Hits in three consecutive games. And now here's Daniel Schneeman. Well, this is where my point earlier, back in the second inning for Bowie, very much stands. First pitch, Eamon. This is up and away. Ball back-to-back batters now after Stallings. Picked up outs here in the fourth inning, but back-to-back hit. And now they trail by one. Runs 1-0. Swung on and missed low. And knees nearly throws it into center field. It's given. Had to hop to save it. One base for Delgado, his 11th. Count to 2-0. Runner second. I said it in the second inning. He needs to stay aggressive. They need to increase their lead as much as possible. That's what they did last night. It's what helped them win big. 2-0 lead at one point. Akron just a one-run lead. And Maverick Henry is ruling. He's for... a review on which was they're ruling it a strike. So swing on Daniel Schneeman. They appealed to the third umpire on that check swing and ruled it a strike. So instead of 2-0, it's 1-1. That's what that quickly was. Now, down and inside, and now it's 2-1. But last night, Bowie had a 2-0 lead after the third inning, or after the top, I should say. Akron made it 2-1 in the bottom third. And then Bowie put on 5 in the fourth. They put their foot and ran. 2-1, the third base line, but foul. It's 2-2. That was not the case today, and has burned Bowie big time. Bay Sox got 2 runs first. They looked like they were going to start another big... Again, I still don't fault Zagan for his attempt to stretch this double in the second inning. John Kenzie not sprinting on that ball. It seemed like the right 2-2 pitch. Bounce to first. Ashbuck holds, scoops it at the waist, and he'll join. Ace gets there in time. But a 3 unassisted ends the inning. Akron takes the lead, though. A 2-out triple by Jonathan Rodriguez and an RBI auto. On to the fifth. He trails 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox.
If you're working in the Washington metropolitan area as a pipe welder or HVAC technician, and you're interested in a better means to provide for yourself and your family, or what makes sure that you're earning wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Coffee lovers, know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Here at Royal Farms. With our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee is at Royal Farms. Try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Hey kids, the Bay Sixers Club is the best way to be a Bay Sox, and it's completely free. Kids ages 3 through 12. Futures get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, free gifts for just signing up. Head to BaySox.com to sign up your kids out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at X.com.
On to the fifth inning, Bowie needs to get back to work. They had a 2-0 lead, but now they 2. Gary Ling's unable to hold the line, allowing a 2-run home run to tie the game. And then fourth inning, a 2-out triple and an RBI to give Akron the lead. Andrew Dashbach off as Tanner Burns continues to deal. The first ball to short, taken at the chest by Jose Tana, and he drops the ball. Could not make the transfer. Error for Dashbach to reach safely. Error for Tana in 70 games up this season. And the Sox have tying run at first to open the inning. This is exactly what Bowie needs to work with. Go after a high fastball to start. It's not the best, but you got one on base. Make something like you did yesterday. But we went 6-9 with runners in scoring position. Chris Gibbs squares to bunt at the first, pulls back, and they called for strike anyway. Given flew out to right field and a 3-out back in the third inning. It's just... flew over left, Given sends a shot that way. To deep left, Rodriguez looks up, gone. Chris Given says goodbye. A 2-run home run to left field, and it's 3, Bowie. A go-ahead blast for his third of the season. And the Bays are back in front. 2 bats into the fifth, the third homer of the game. That was a very peculiar few seconds. And I can't fully describe it as it was, because a goose flew over left, and I, antithesis to Randon, Given nearly hit the goose with that baseball. Here's Connor Norby, first pitch is strike, up and away. It's nothing hard. But right before Given hit that ball, I was distracted by the goose, and just the fact that the goose was there is not the problem. Next pitch is off of the mask of the catcher, it's nothing in two. I've had this in a ballpark. Because the goose, as if it was a chicken flying over a pasture and just decided to relieve over left field. And then Italy given homers. I've never seen it's up 2 strikes on Norby. Here's the 1-2. High fastball. It's 2-2. Never seen that. Birds in the outfield at game. The Erie Seawolves are touring. Seagulls sit in the outfield. It's the 2-2. It's popped up. foul right side. John Kenzino watching down, and the second base makes contact with the ball, but it in foul territory. Martinez could not correct the ball. He falls into the thing. Fortunately, it's there. He would have marred plastic without. But a tough play comes up empty, and Connor lives to see another pitch. So a 2 count with bases empty, no one out. Next offering up and inside fastball. Runs full. Three, two. Norby draws ball. I'm sorry, I'm still coming down from monstrous humor of Chris Given homering at that exact time. So we got a mound visit. Second walk game for Tanner Burns. First three batters have reached safely in the dash box, reached on an error. So the run against Burns there was unearned. Givens, of course, an earned run. But Norby's aboard, still with no one out. We do have a chance to look around the rest of the Eastern League. It's a wild day. Of course, Bowie is always watching the game. The Richmond Flying Squirrels, just 4-0 lead over the first five innings. Three home runs got the job done. Arbach homer to left field in the first. Mahan homer to right in the second. Ricardo Henevez had a two-run blast. But Erie is in. Kaiwei Tang is the runs in the top of the sixth inning. But they moved into the bottom of the sixth. Rich leads 4-2. The meeting is over. Not going to have any action in their bullpen just yet. But Burns is up to 80 pitches at four innings plus three batters. First pitch to Kobe Mayo. Breaking ball misses under the knees. 1-0 to start. Next offering, and Mayo swings and misses down. One ball and one strike. 1-for-2 day for single to left field back in the third inning. He got left, and he was the only base runner for Bowie that fret. 4-3 now here in the top of the fifth. Home runs about. Next pitch. Mayo watches slider miss down and away. Balls and one strike. Two solos in the first. Connor Norby with a leadoff last. Dante Williams with his first pitch he sees in Double-A. That means Julian Escobedo hit a game-winning home run for Akron in the bottom of the and here in the top of the fifth, Chris Given a go-ahead two-run home run. 2-1 pitch, and Mayo lines it to third, picked by the shoe tops by Daniel Schneeman. Fires back to first to try and derby, but just comes up short with it. So Mayo lines out to third. It was a good grab by Schneeman. You got to, honestly, the way that those kinds of plays fall in, you don't necessarily have enough time to decide, do you play the ball on a hop or do you go for the line dive? Because if you play the ball on a hop, you could turn the double play much easier. But if you play it on the line drive, you potentially get the shot. It's very difficult. You just normally go for that surefire out. Here's Joe. Pickoff throw to first is hot. Norby is a stolen. He's picked up 10 bags in 12 attempts. And I've constantly hated for Bowie raising their aggression levels on the base paths, especially in tight games like this as they lead by one. First pitches. Fouled off back to the screen, and the cards out at nothing and one. Time spent. Akron does get a right-hander up. Problem is, since their jerseys are all blue with... I can't really tell who's out in right field. Here's another pickoff throw. Still a bit too high. They do tag down on Norby, but it's late. We'll wait on the 0-1 pitch to Rhodes. That'd be the second attempted pickoff in his plate appearance. But Norby can take maybe a larger lead. He keeps his pretty short. Oh, what? And Rhodes fouls it off to the ride. Nothing in two. Runner at first, one away, Bowie at 4-3. Burns sends the net, and Rhodes watches under the knee. One. He wouldn't have been opposed too much. That was called for strike three, but he didn't flinch from the box and through. It just runs the count to a ball and two strike. Again, there have already been two picks. I bet you with a 1-2 count, Norby could try for a steal here. Stays put two. Down and away. Would have been a two because Lavastida didn't catch the play. Rolls in home plate, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Just based on who's thrown in this series, it's Yerson Ramirez getting loose for now. Next offering. 2-2 misses high. It's fell behind, no balls and two strikes, and it's run. But Akron lost reliever Lieto earlier today. He went up to AAA. And the rest of their bullpen features names that have all pitched at one point in this series. Norby takes off. 3-2. Away for ball four. Throw to second is. They might have gotten Norby, but it's the third walk of the day. Second walking for Tanner Burns. Insurance run in scoring position. Still only in the fifth inning. And let's see, was that enough time for the reliever to warm up? Will they take Burns out? I don't even see Ruggles Odor in the dugout right now. Where's he at? Oh, that's him next to the steps. Not on the steps at all. He's just next to them. It's Dante Williams, left-hander. And time called by the cat. Clock was expiring. Williams homered. The first pitch he saw. No deal to the first. He walked on a full count in the fourth. But only attempted to steal once. Was pulled back on a foul ball. And that left at first base. First base from here is outside. Off speed. Starts the count out. So just as making this point in the second inning, the base brought the situation back. And the point again. Don't stop. You've got the lead, but don't stop. Pitch misses down and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Williams has already proved a crack set here in his double. Bowie leads by one. They had six hits yesterday with run scoring position after only having five hits in the same situations over their last games combined. Train rolling, the 2-0. Eight slider nearly hit Williams' fan. It rolled away from the catcher slightly. Williams hop out of the box to make sure he didn't call. And no strikes. At this rate, this is up to 93 pitches. The second time all season that he's thrown more than 90. So, Williams batter Burns is going to face. His best hope is to get a double play. Will into five of them with high A Aberdeen. 3-0 pitch. Popped up. First base side. Foul ground. To his right, Preece. Warning track. Stops, but it gets out of play. Well, the one just kind of hovered midway through the warning track. Didn't even touch the net. May have caught the ball, but by the time it came down, it was about five rows deep. Three balls and a strike here on Williams. Burn sets. This next one will be 95. The pitch. Up and in, ball four. There have been some touches inside to the lefty, outside to the right-hander. That's the third walk of the inning. The bases are loaded. And Akron's finally making the Ruggles Odor will lift Burns as Toby Welk will to bat. With runner every bag and only one out. We continue with the top of the fifth in a little bit. We'll tell you about the new hurler after this. Boo to three. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans. On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of Sox and is celebrating 25 years in custom lawn care and pest control programs with guaranteed results for rural and commercial lawns. Mention this and receive a discount on your first lawn care control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website at onthegreeninc.com 410-695-4444. Let's go, Bay Sox. On the Green, Inc., your lawn care team.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is running at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties, fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group rates, with plenty of options on suites and decks around the ballpark. Group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
We continue on the top. top of the fifth inning here at Canal Park, Akron. Let's reset for you. The Sox have already put two runs on the board in this game. A go-ahead two-run home run for Given to bring us to our current 4-3. Burns walked a batter. Kobe Mayo lined out to third. And then back walks. Have loaded the bases with only one out for Toby Welk. Burns is not. All three runners belong to him. But so far, 4 1/3 innings. He's allowed 5 hits. And so far, runs, 3 of which were earned. Struck out 4 and walked 4. Allowed 3 home runs. Aaron Doe takes over, and he'll face off against Toby Welk, who's 0 for 2 on the day. Welton, with the bases loaded, is 1 for 5, but he's drawn 1 walk and in 4 runs. First base plays in. Now he backs up slightly. The rest of the infield's at a regular depth, too, is called. Brian Lavastida asks for it as the clock was already expiring. Wait on the first pitch here. They would end the inning. First pitch to Welk. It's a half swing and a slider outside. He could stop himself. Nothing and one to start on that break. Welk struck out his last up. Aaron Pinto, a 5'10", 210-pound, 26-year-old righty from Wena, California. 18th round, or rather, 4th round draft selection in the 2018 draft. Fires the 1, and Welk lines it to third, taking on a hot shot. Schneeman, he steps on third for 1, 5 first, and it's in time to end the Bay Sox. Massive opportunity comes up empty. Fortunately, Chris Given, go-ahead, two-run home run. Go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. You're at Canal Park. It's 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is or operates in the D.C. area, there's no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people for you. Members of Steam Fitters UA Local 602 provide a level of HVAC mechanic specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For information about the services we provide and for companies you can hire, please visit steam-602.org.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, that team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake employers apart from other workers' compensation companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case manager, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your or visit Chesapeake Employers at CWC.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bay Sox. The best value to see the best at Prince George's Stadium. You could save a percent of your selected seat from day one. Enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 01-464-65 or heading online to BaySox.com.
The Bay Sox missed out on a big chance to increase the lead in the top of the fifth. Had the bases one out, but Toby Welk into a double play to end the inning. Have retaken the lead. Chris Given with a home run in the same frame. Bottom of the fifth here, and Garrett Stallings by his second chance to hold on to lead. First pitch, though, to Julian Escobedo. Misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. Escobedo had a game-tying home run in the third after Daniel Schindler down a bunt single to open the frame. Bringing off speed, called a strike. One. But the line is on Tanner Burns, thanks to that double play. 3 earned in 4 1/3 inning. 1-1 pitch. Outside ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. But Burns is still in for the loss after giving up that 2-run home Given. Bay Sox just need to maintain. As time is called by, we wait on the 2-1 pitch. Stallings has finished the 5th inning in 2 of his last 3 Bay Sox. He's been the most likely to finish the 5th inning this season, among those, especially in the active rotation. Now a 2-1 pitch is called a strike in the outer 2. Base is empty, no one out. The next pit, poked over to first. Andrew Dash playing a lot of work today. He scoops that one between legs and jogs to the bag himself. 3 unassisted putout. That's the 4th ground out first today, and the 5th time Bach has been involved on the front end of a play. He cop out back in the 2nd. Back to the top of the lineup. Here's Atena. First pitch. Lefty watches curveball for strike one. 0-for-2 day. Flew out to right field on a 2-2 pitch back in first. Grounded out to first base back in the 3rd. Next up and away a fastball. It's 1-1. 67 pitches so far for Garrett Stallings. So the
far further into than he was last week. The 1-1 swing, curveball down and in. It's 1-2 because remember he had only gotten through 4 innings last week against Richmond, and he needed 76 pitches to. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him for. Well, the Stallings ball there. It was 3 curveballs in. Then he logs his 5th strike. That's a great way to start your 3rd trip through the order. Well, the way that Bowie is working their starting pitchers too lately, this could be the last that Stallings throws regardless, even if he starts 70 pitches to do it. And it would have to be on the next pitch to Lavastida, the first pitch. It'll be number 69 here. Stallings waits some time. Finally sends in the first, and Lastita, a high bouncer. Baltimore chopped in the hole to second, backhanded by Norby. Side off the first, and they've got it! Lavastida tripped over the bag. A remarkable play by Connor Norby. Excellent range from the second baseman. He can do it all. A 3-out inning for Stallings with Stellar to boot. We're on to the 6th here at Akron. Bowie leads 4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their patrol services. For all your residential pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can call us at 301-231-300 or visit us at www.pestnow.
Do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experience. Rundown is made for masters of ball trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mode. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to a tip weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in.
Sky Shoot Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll give you the best bang for your buck. Scooter displays include traditional, true pyro musicals, custom graph plays, and much more. The sky is truly limitless, so give ZY a try. Find out by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
As always, for stopping by evening, as you have plenty of times this season, grateful. Matt Sabatis with you from Canal. It's been a lovely night for baseball, and been a game. Lots of fun, lots of defense, homers. Bowie leads 4-3, 4 home runs in this game, 3 by the base side. Go ahead, Chris Given in the 5th, gave Bowie their 4th edge, and it was a short time on the bench for reliever came out, threw exactly 2 pitches to get an inning-ending delay, stranding the bases, loaded, but did it with the bases. But Garrett Stallings only needed 10 for a perfect 5th to send Pinto right round. Zach Watson leads off, and he swings and fouls one back. Took a curveball up and inside. It's nothing and one to start. 1-for-2 day for Watson. He singled in the 2nd inning, but got thrown out 2nd base. Center field back in the 4th. It was a good line. After him, it'll be Maverick and Dashbach. A 1 pitch, and Watson bounces it to 3rd. And it's off the backhanded knee. Daniel Schneeman to 1st, but it's late. Hug out by Mike Capriz, probably goes to error. Still waiting to see, but can't imagine there's anything but. It was direct at Schneeman. He went to a neck-handed, and it just, I think he gloved too soon. It is an error. Surprisingly, the 1st for Daniel Schneeman at 3rd base all season. And it's at a short time over there, 69 games. And some nice deep. First pitch to Maverick Hanley. He squares and lays a beauty down. Schneeman bare hands, goes to 1st. Hold, gets by. Watson goes to 3rd. Hanley on his way to second. Watson nearly ran through the but it was picked up by John Kenzie Noel. Hold, a bunt single. And Daniel Schneeman had not committed an error for 68 consecutive games. He could do on back-to-back pits, giving the Bay Sox 3rd with no one out. Well, the old goes, you never know what you're going to the ballpark. The game is so simple. You can say that. The rule book is 200 pages. The game can be so simple. It's basic elements. But you'll see something new. Set bunt and an E5. Hanley to 2nd. Watson to 3rd. Here's Spock. 1st pitch is swung on and missed outside. Nothing in 1 to start. 3rd error of the game for as well. Left side of the infield has committed all 3. Jose Tena threw a ball low. Rather, failed to field. Andrew Dashbach bounces to him in the fifth. One pitch here, and Dashbach bounces it to third. Already two. Of course, the infield is playing with no one out. This is where the Bay Sox really need to do their business. This is actually only the second late appearance for Bowie today, or the second, with runners in scoring position. 0-2 pitch. Dashbach called strike three on an off-speed outside. He's visibly frustrated that one. Dashbach keeps his composure about him, but outside pitches to right-handers today have definitely seen height. So to have that strike three can be ugly, a little confusing. First strikeout for Pinto. Fifth overall for Akron pitching. Here's Chris Given. First pitch. Given watches a beautiful ball. Called for strike in the lower inside corner. And one. One for two today for go-ahead. Two-run home run in the fifth. After Bowie was trailing 3-2, he led 2-0 in this game. They're back up by one, thanks to Given. Given can give them endurance right now. They need it. The 0-1. Swing, slider outside, no appeal. One ball and one strike. The infield still plays in. If Given can just get the infield. Right fielder is playing very deep. Left fielder even deeper. 1-1. Or outside. Two balls, a strike. And the only other for Bowie today with runners in scoring position, Toby Welks, double play. So now they're 0-2. The 2-1 to Given. A swing and he got a piece off of the catcher's mask. Maybe got in on the hand. It was a curveball. And the count moves even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Both threatening. And that's at least. But we'd seen innings that had transpired this way, especially the entire week spent battling Richmond's Georgia Stadium, where Bowie went into scoring position with one out and just strand them. The 2-2. Down and away. Curveball. And it runs. But again, Bowie should also thank their stars that they're in this scenario. A level-handed third baseman like Daniel should commit errors on back-to-back pitching is something you rarely in a career. Payoff pitch. Gets half swing and hits a high bouncer to first. It'll run. Pitcher gloves and underhand first baseman Preece. An RBI ground out for Chris Given. Not the best outcome, but hey, run. Bowie leads 5-3. Practicing a bunt. Hand goes to third. Given's third RBI of the day. An eighth of the season with Bowie. So tying up now for Connor Norby. And he checks his swing fastball. They'll appeal. He held up. At first, I thought Norby nicked the ball into the mitt of the catcher, but no call. It's 1-0 to start. 1-for-2 day for Norby. Sole run to start the game. He lined out in the third and then walked in the fifth. He was when Bowie ended the inning. 1-0 pitch. Call the strike, a bit generous. Slider on the outside edge, and it's 1-1. But a 5-3 Bowie lead right now here in the top of the game. Meanwhile, Richmond has increased their 6-2. Ricardo Genovese with a multi-home run to the Squirrels. 1-1 pitch. Norby watches side of fastball, and it's 2-1 strike. Next offering, Norby takes a hack on an inside breaking ball and float to left field. It'll fall for a base hit. A Texas legal for Connor Norby drives in Henley, and it's 6-3. Well, that's their first hit with runners in position. Not pretty, but a hit's a hit. Just like I said yesterday when Michael Michon picked up his first double-A hit. On the books is a line drive, a nice scream. But it's the second hit of the day for Norby, his second RBI. Bowie has a 3-run lead. They're just of the night. Those runs, of course, unearned as Kobe Mayo steps in. First pitch. Mayo watch ball miss outside. It's 1-0 to start. That's what Bowie really most. To luck into two base runners and not miss out on the opportunity. 1-0. Mayo holds off on an inside ball. Nearly got his tricep. 2 balls and no strikes. Day for Mayo, single to left field in the inning. He lined out to third, and now time called. The battery's are going to get together here. Let's look around the rest of the Eastern League, won't we? It was a speedy day in Altoona. My goodness, they're already done. Four runs in the first for the Curve against top pitching prospects in the Philly system, Andrew Painter, after Redding demolished Pittsburgh's top pitching prospect last night. But Altoona takes that Redding 5-1. Portland Somerset are tied at 1. The Sea Dogs, hottest team in the league right now, 6 in their last 17 games. New Hampshire about to wrap up a 5-3 win over Harrisburg. They're in the 9th. And Tin leading Hartford 4-0 in the 2 pitch to Mayo, and it's a curved strike on the outside edge, 2-1. New feel for the Hartford Yard Goats this season. Much like they just barely missed out. The first half came down to the final day of the season for both divisions. 2-1 pitch, and Mayo pops it side out of play. It's 2-2. And then Richmond finished the first half top, but Richmond got into the toss by virtue of head-to-head record. Somerset and Hartford tied on the last day of the season, playing each other. And got a walk-off home run in the bottom inning by Anthony Volpe to go into the postseason. And now Hartford is out entirely. 2-2 pitch, swings and misses, and a curveball down and away to end the inning. But the Bay Sox guys on two early errors to drive in more runs, including an RBI single for Norby. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Bowie leads 6-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful cuts from the lush mountain regions of Colombia, Brazil to Royal Farms. Less than a minute to get yourself a hot cup of the finest and coffee in the world. Because Royal's new Swiss-made coffee machines grow rich, flavorful coffee beans and them one magnificent cup at a time. That's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Are you beginning or expanding on a career in pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C., the Steam Fitters UA Local 62 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday to the Bay Sox is the best at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play stadium, introduce a batter in the game. You'll even get to have the stadium's Bay Sox birthday parties, an one-of-a-kind experience at Pringles Stadium. Book yours by calling 01-464-4880 or Sox.com.
Bottom of the sixth, Akron, a 6-3 Bowie lead, their largest of the night. Garrett Stallings comes out for another work. He retired the side on 10 pitches, and that definitely extended his leash for Redding. First pitch to John Kenzie. Noel is locked to the left side. Looks like he went himself behind the tarp. Nothing in one to start. That was only the 71st pitch for Stallings through a career-high 96 pitches at start. If he can finish out frame without a run across, it'll be a start for Stallings. That's his fourth season, potentially. The pitcher has three. Here's the 0-1. Noel watches breaking ball miss up and in. 1-1. Noel is 0-for-2 with outs. He went down swinging on 3-pitch first, looking on a full count in the third. Two very different pitches. 1-1. Curveball floated in field, sprinting down Watson. He almost overran the ball. The light have really played tricks on some fielders at this ballpark. You've seen a lot of fast jumps and quips. Fielders nearly running too far. Watson was able to read it. He makes the catch. There's one. So since Rael Delgado hit his go-ahead RBI single with two outs in the fourth, Stallings has retired five consecutives. Bowie used that time to give her runs. First pitch to Micah Paul to strike on the bottom edge. It's nothing in one. Exactly what I was talking about. Again, it's easier said than done, and it was kind of obvious that it needed. The 0-1 pitch is a high bouncer to second. Sliding over and grabbing, he fires to first in time. Three put out, two away. Six in a row fired by Stallings. Again, that's part of my job. I just kind of say what needs. I'm the what's happening. So two away. Here's Angel Martinez, who's 0-2 on the day. 6-3. Bowie leads here in the sixth. Third base plays in. Martinez, the switcher, watches the first away. It's 1-0 to start. Martinez flew out to center field in the second, grounded out to first base. Back in the fourth. Next pitch. Called a strike. Nick upper outside corner of fastball. It's 1-0. Stallings has really been giving it up on the ground today. Very interesting to watch. Five strikeouts. The 1-1. Called a squeeze. It's 1-2. Deuced exactly one flyout. Angel Martinez flew out center field in the second. Eight groundouts. Five strike, vying for a sixth, and what would be another perfect inning. He holds calmly at the waist, nods in agreement with Handley, waits, and fires the 1-2. Swing and a miss, he's got him. Back-to-back perfect frames for Stallings. He caps it with strikeout. Another quad start for Garrett. And as we go to this, Bowie leads by three. You're listening to Baseball.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to and pulled muscles to put an IV. Care is around the corner patient first. Walk into theater from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, and First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
When your commercial plumbing product calls for a job done safely and time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. A contractor who needs safe jobs done, you need the plumbers of Local Washington, D.C. Start a partnership with them today. Local5Plumbers.org. That's Local5Plumbers.org.
Get deals at Prince George's Stadium with promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a buck at the ticket office with a proof of service and pay half price. Bring along your friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the happy hour around every Thursday from 6:30. $2 Bud and Buck drafts with other beer specials through and live music to get your night. It's always a great time at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at Basics.com.
Seventh inning here in Akron, a base three-run lead. As Akron goes back into the bullpen for the second time today, Kyle Marmon comes out to face 3-4 and 5 the Bowie lineup, starting with John Rhodes. Aaron Pinto is done. An inning and two-thirds for him. First pitch to Rhodes, on and missed. Nice fastball. It's nothing in one to start. Pinto only allowed one hit, but two runs. Neither of them were earned, because both runs reached on errors. He struck two batters, did not walk anyone. Rhodes is 2 with a walk in the day. In the next pitch here, though, goes to left field. Rodriguez was ready to sprint back, but doesn't actually have back too far. He moves to a light to his right, makes the catch. And there's one away. Here's Dante Williams. Interesting day at the plate for Williams, but he's showing off what he's capable of his double-A debut. First pitch, outside. Fastball starts to count out at 1-0. Homered on the first pitch he saw in the first. He's drawn back-to-back walk and gotten past first base since. Eddie Marmon sets on the third base side. Feist. Williams watches a called strike. Fastball hits the outside. It's 1-1. Kyle Marmon. 6'3", 195-pound, 25-year-old righty. He definitely looks taller than his 60 frame. He's got long legs. He's from Tone, Florida. Fires 1-1, and it's way high. Fastball was pretty much over the umpire's head, out of the reach of the catcher. It's Dubike. 13th appearance, 13th round draft selection in 2008 for Marmon from Florida Atlantic University. It's his second consecutive year with Akron. 2-1 pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Too far ahead of a chain. Two balls and two strikes. Marmon on the season, three appearances, a 5-2 record and a 4.50 ERA. 48 innings, 59 strikeouts, 20. He's allowed six home runs. He has a tough time with lefties. He's the only lefty he has to face today. As the 2-2 pitch is swung off strike three. It was in the dirt. Willie hold up, but he couldn't. Went to apply the tag. Williams said, please no thank you. Just held his hand out, said, wondering, I am walking back to the dugout, leave me alone. Didn't seem too concerned about going to first. And again, Bowie leads by three. It's good for now. You would like to increase. Even if you strike out, hey, it happens. Here's Stobie Well, 0-for-3 on the day. First pitch. Welk watches a called strike. It's nothing in one. Well, Welk is the one that would like to see a light turnaround in today's game. He's the only batter so far tonight. Base. The next offering is outside a fastball. One ball and one strike. He grounded out in the first. Struck out in the fourth. And then hit into an inning and double play in the fifth. With the bases loaded. 1-1. Welk bounces it to third, but foul. Picked up just in foul territory by Daniel Schneeman. He was quick to pounce on it and had it square. Probably could have thrown out Welk if it was a fair ball. So the count goes on two strikes. But again, three lead for Bowie. Six hits for the base, five hits for Akron. Three errors have been what's really helped out Bowie today. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Picked inning for Kyle Marmon in relief. Strike a pair. We stretch. And end up stretch these legs. Bottom of the setup. Bowie leads by three. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Baseball is a game of base stealers, closers, hitters. Together, they help their teams out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, physical therapist, and more. All to get you back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's to learn more, connect with your agent or Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Green Incorporated is your lawn care designing professional organic-based lawn for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide quality results. Each service is custom guaranteed results for even the toughest. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes and more safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your Bay Sox players and cars of the Baltimore Orioles at the EchoBox Team Store. Jerseys, autographed bats and balls, all prices. Located right of the gate at Prince George's Stadium and on BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
We have got a first tonight here in Akron. It took 130 games to get here, but the Bay Sox are sending out their starting pitcher to start the seventh inning. It's not going to be too long of a leash for Garrett Stallings, however, as they've got a right-hander warming in the bullpen. But Stallings is on six innings, three runs. He's retired the last seven he's faced, while six total. First pitch here to Rodriguez is called a strike, and the lower out there, it's nothing in one. Rodriguez with two outs in the fourth and scored. Is sprayed foul to the right side. It's nothing in two. But Bowie has never had a pitcher extend into the seventh inning this season. Stallings has never done it this year. He's only finished seven once in his career. The 0-2, too far outside, and it's a ball and two strike. Sure who's warming for Bowie, but they're not at the moment. Taking time their pitches. 1-2. Late swing. Ball fouled off back to the screen. And the count stays at 1-2. After Rodriguez, it's two lefties. Gatto and Daniel Schneeman. If any read, Julian Escobedo will bat, who had the two-run home run. I think that might be Connor Rich. Next pitch. Swing and a miss for strike. Sinker down way. Seventh strikeout for Garrett Stallings. And it's officially his the year. Here's Raynel Delgado. First pitch to the lefty, and it lifted high and deep to the corner, and Rhodes is ranging slow up against the line. It'll slot of play. It's off of a low curveball there from Stahl. Count starts out at nothing and one. Delgado had an RBI single in the fourth. That made it a 3-2 Akron lead at the time. Bowie has put on the following four runs. A go-ahead two-run home run by Chris Gibb. Given had another RBI in the sixth. Connor Norby had an RBI single to follow. 0-1. Caught lower outside corner. It's nothing in two. Base is empty. One away in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch. misses down, and it's one ball and two strikes. But Stallings is still in his reach. Again, a career-high 96 is in his last start. That was his seventh. New pitch. Down and in, breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes. I wonder if 90 is the threshold. You know who I think that is? I think that might be one of them to the Base Sox roster. 2-2. And over to short and over. Chris Given. Field the base hit. String of eight consecutive bat over. Reynaldo has the last two hits now for the Rocks. He's aboard with his second hit of the day. And let's see. Will that be the end of Stall? I think that's Jake Lyons. Kyle Moore climbs once. Pulls the card out of his back pocket. Still not onto the field just yet. And as left-hander shoots into the box, Stallings is kept in the game. Schneeman is 1-for-2 on the first pitch. And he watches a fastball called for strike in the inside corner. Kobe Mayo playing in at third after Schneeman laid down a bunt single in the third inning. But he bunts to the right side. Plays back at a regular depth. Next offering. Foul into the netting just top of the Akron dugout. Balls and two strikes. Gatto 10-for-15 in stolen base. Akron has swiped two bags today. Delgado had one in the fourth, so he'll make it 11-for-16. But an 0-2 count, pitch home. Swing and a miss. High fastball, the eighth strikeout of the day for Stallings. Two away here in the seventh. And now here's Escobar. Keeping Stallings in, and he's focused on directing the outfield positioning. Shifts John Rhodes in a little bit further to the corner. First pitch to Escobar is down low. That was the 93rd pitch for Stallings. So depending on how this play goes, he'll have a new career high. Bowie has not had a single pitcher season reach the century mark. Garrett Stallings and Drew Rahm are the only pitchers to even get to 90. The 1-0 pitch. Brew ball just misses under the knees. Two balls and no strikes. Escobedo won at a game-tying two-run home run off Stallings in the third. Grounded out to first, back in the fifth. Stallings has been working groundouts like it's no one today. The 2-0. Breaking ball too far downside. No strikes. This might be it, Stallings. And even if it is, you tip the whole cap. Throw the cap off. For what a start it's been. Reds, runner at first, two away. The 3-0. Curve right down Broadway. Call it for strike one. But that was the 96th pitch. So this next one is a high in distance for Stallings. 3-1. Bounce to first, but foul. Little where it's picked by the first for Akron. Who is that? That's Juan de la... He still has that right bullpen. Jake Lyon come in for his double-A debut, but Stallings in this game to the eighth inning. Runner goes. Pitch is in there for three. Garrett strikes out the side in the set. His best start here, bar none. Nine strikeouts, a high start. And as we go to the eighth, lead 6-3. You're listening to ball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it's important for you to have the best trained, qualified people working for you. Of Steam Fitters UA Local Sioux provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty services to the various customers served. For more information about the service we provide and for a list of companies you hire, please visit steamfitters2.org.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotion season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at the tent with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Wednesday and it's the best happy hour around. Every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with their specials throughout the year and music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your now at BaySox.com.
DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, workflow, to document security and storage, and people print. Not print. DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-101, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImage.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
On to the eighth inning here at Quark and Akron, following one of the starts of the season from a Bay Sox. 6-3 Bowie leads, seven incredible and Garrett Stallings. As Zach leads off the top of the eighth, and the first pitch at the shallow right field. John Kenzino welching down, calls off the second pin, but he doesn't make the catch. Watts is into second base and slides in safe. That was Angel Martinez, who had initially made the call. Well, tossed his hand up to wave off, but slowed up. He expected Martinez to play, I suppose. I'm not sure. But it fell right in about a 10-square span of three different feet. And Watson takes two bases out of it. Didn't touch a glove. It's a double. A two-hit day for Watson, his 12th double of the season, and Boone Henning with a runner in scoring position. Here's Maverick Handley. First pitch. Handley watches off, miss outside, and it's one part. Over 3 day for Handley, but he re-sacrificed bunt in an error in the sixth and scored. Here's the 1-0. Handley watches breaking ball miss high. It's two balls. Well, update from the diamond. As Richmond and Erie continue to battle, it has not been a good day for Erie. Fortunate to see the Bay Sox. Next pitch, Handley floats it out toward the left center field. Will roll past the fielders and get cut off just before the wall. But Watson gets a good jump. He's around third and home to score. And RBI for Maverick Handley. And it's Bowie here in the eighth. Back-to-back two-baggers for the base. Handley picks up his 12th double of the season. His first hit of the day, number 45. Maverick has hits in five of his last. And the situation remains for Kyle Marmon on the mound. Runs still no one out. My goodness. Richmond turned it up in the 7th and 8th. Ricardo Henevez picked up his home run of the game, a two-run blast. And then four runs in the bottom of the 8th inning. The Squirrels. First pitch to Andrew Dashbox down. It's nothing and one. Riley Mahon with a two-eye double. And Aldretti with a three-run home run. RBI double for three-run home run for Aldretti. Next pitch outside to Dashbach. It's one ball and one strike. So in the bottom of the 8th, Richmond leads 10-3. There's a runner at first and still only one. The Squirrels are only going to need three quick in the top of the ninth. 1-1 pitch, and it swung on and missed down. 1-2. Dashbach is 0-3. Reached on an error in the fifth inning. There have been threes in this game, and Bowie has scored the runners from all three of them. Dashbach hit a ball to shortstop, and Jose Tena just did not make the transfer. Fell off of his fingertips. As Bowie leads by four. Pitch. Dashbach swings and is on a breaking ball down for strike three. Third strikeout for Kyle today. Overall for Akron pitching, and here's Chris Given. Three RBI Given today. 1-3 day overall. He flew out to right field in the third, smashed a head home run in the fifth. Runner at second, one away. First pitch. Given watches curveball for called strike outside corner. The last two Chris Given home runs have so well timed for Bowie. You go back to, I think it was his last game for the Bay Sox. It was a week ago today. Bowie was playing Richmond. Actually, he swings and misses on a low curveball. It's not. Bayside exactly two hits, first seven innings, and they trailed 2-0. Then in the bottom of the eighth, Maverick handed a solo home run to get a little bit of life. And then Given stepped up immediately, tied the game with a home run of his own. Oh, down and away, and it's one ball. So then again today, and it's back. Given a go-ahead two-run home run after Garrett Stallings had allowed Akron to take the lead for the first today. Bowie led 2-0, allowed three consecutive runs, a two-run, two-out RBI single. Runner takes off. Next pitch is up and away for a throw to third. It's too high. Maverick Handley steals third base. Chris Given played his part quickly. Did not move a muscle after that pitch missed down. Catcher had to move around him. Ball. Handley picks up his sixth season. That's the example of what I've been talking about for Bowie. Not taking their foot off the gas. Pitch misses down, and it runs the count full here on Given. Infield plays in with runner at third and still only one out. But a four-run lead, still potential. Again, Bowie had a six-run lead at this ballpark before. Last time they were here, they lost leads in the ninth inning, 3-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed. Facing on a low changeup. There's already four strikeout Marmon against just seven. Back to the lineup for Connor Norby. It's been a good day for Norton. 2-for-3 overall, game with a homer. Single to left field, been a run. He also has a walk. Field plays back now with two outs. First, and Norby watches curveball called strike high. It's nothing in one. Norby will finally dip into their bull for the bottom of the eighth inning. Dr. Garrett Stallings put together the best start from any season. The O. And Norby swings and misses low breaking ball. It's nothing in two. All season, Bowie had not had a pitcher even enter the seventh inning. Starting pitcher, to be precise, pitchers enter the seventh inning all the time. Starting pitcher enter the seventh inning all year. Stallings does, strikes out three. Here, Norby checks his swing and a breaking ball down and away. He went. He realized too late that he should have started up the line. He's going to get thrown out by the catcher. And strikeouts for Kyle Marmon to end the inning. Bowie strands a runner at third. But back to open it, Maverick Handley drives in on a run. And as we go to the bottom of the eighth, Bowie leads 7-3. You're listening to Bay Sox.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything clients to birthday parties and even opportunities for your team. The Bay Sox, plenty of options for your group at a beatable rate. Plenty of options on suites, seats, and around the ballpark. Your group can fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing 301-464-880 or going to BayCon.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox to provide their pest control services for residential and commercial pest control. Need all pests now. For general pest control, mite control, mosquito control, and other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
From bites to burns, fevers, flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, first is here for you. Patient, the name fits.
Patient, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Eighth here in Akron as the Bowie Sox maintain their 6-3 edge. Bowie made pitching change the first time when they needed most. Garrett Stallings puts together the best start from a pitcher all season. In line for the win after seven. Jensen Elliott takes face the top of the lineup. First pitch. Jose Tano watches outside. It's 1-0. Seven innings for Stallings. No start had even started the seventh. And Stallings finishes seventh. He gave up six hits. Next pitch to Tana. Called a strike at the knee. 1-1. Three runs all were earned. Struck out nine. One shy of a seat. And did not walk anyone. One misses outside to Tana. And it's 2-1 as Jensen Elliott takes over. To the lefty Tana. It'll be Brian Lavastida. Kenzie Noel. 98 pitches for career high. Next offer up and in, fouled off, and it's 2-2. Tana 0-3. Wright grounded out to first, swinging back in the fifth. 2-2. Bounce back to the through for a base hit. Garrett's Jensen Elliott has, I have no evidence for this, but he absolutely has the highest ratio of balls batted back to the mound from Bowie pitchers. He has had so many 1-3 putouts, it's wild. That one was right back to the mound. It just missed time. So Tana picks up his pay. He's got hits in three straight. Four of his last five in Lavastida. First pitch to the righty. And Lavastida watches it under the knees. 1-0 to start. 0-3 day for Lavastida. Two groundouts, a strikeout. Perhaps the big of Stallings' dominance today is the start. The top three in the line lined 0-9 against him. No, got on base. Here's a pickoff. It's late. It's 1-0 to count. Jensen Elliott, a 6'6", 231-pound right-hander, 19th draft selection in 2019 from Oklahoma. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider outside. It's 1. On the season for Bowie, Elliott 30 appearances, gone 6-3, a 4.47 ERA, and 1/3 innings, 34 strikes, 14 walks. He's allowed 5. This is no longer a situation for the Bay Sox. 2-1, check swing down into 1. Thanks to Maverick Antley's RBI double, top of the 8th. It's now a 4-run, would have been a 3-run lead when Elliott without that double. Elliott has blown 5 saves this in 7 opportunities. 3-1. Swing, got him with a slider down and away. It's 3-2. Did give up a run in his last of his 2 innings against Rich. And was that Saturday walk-off for Bowie. Gave up the run in the 6th inning. That tied him after Brent Hanafee had tossed 5 scoreless innings at 1 before Bowie won it in the bottom of the 9th on an Andrew Dashbox fly. See if the runner takes off here. Stays put. Payoff pit. 3rd but foul. Count stays. Prior to that, Elliott's a scoreless appearance, 2 innings against Richmond. Struck out a little unlike him. Elliott has not picked out a pitcher this year. Already mentioned the 34 punch-outs in 48 innings. Next pitch. Down and away. It's ball 3. It was full earlier. They had the scoreboard. Now it runs the count full. Fortunately, they updated it. Got tripped up again. Well, the Bay Sox absolutely want to get... All right, here comes Rugel Odor first off. He's going to contest that. Should have been ball 4. He was obviously looking at the same score as and was confused by it. But the umpire is confirming with him that is a ball. I think there was a foul in there, perhaps? I'm not sure. But we're going to be on this for a little bit. I remember watching a video a few weeks back. I mentioned earlier how of the content folks, Secret Base, they put together some fun sports-related content with that lot of numbers, which isn't any broadcast this season. You know I'm a fan. And they've talked about how umpires get the count wrong a lot. So now the payoff pitch. Bounce could be a double play. Actually picked it short by D. Hustles the throw to second. Can't get it back to first. Nord was not late on the trans. It was a double clutch by Chris Given at stop. Fielder's choice, though, does the lead runner. 6-4 to eliminate... And now John Kenzie Noel will step with runner at first, now one away. Well, that was a fun, I think the title of it, the time to count to 4. Because there were of instances where a batter 4 balls, but wasn't granted first base. First pitch, Kenzie Noel nearly clips him. He curls back just a little inside curveball and got away from it. It's dark. 0 for 3 day for Noel. Out to center field his last time up. That's been to put the ball into play. Runner at first, one away, and Elliott steps off the back of the rubber. 3 Bowie leads. Next pitch. Bounces it to short. A redemption chance for from an E to second. Norby to dash there. Great rebound by Chris Given. Turn the 6-4-3 double play this day. It faces the minimum thanks to a couple of groups. We're on to the 9th inning. Al Park and Akron. Bowie leads. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project is for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D. Local 5 will always be the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsman in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start a partnership with them today. Local5Plumbers.org. That's Local5Plumbers.org.
Celebrate the history of our national time at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in town. See priceless treasures that will bring your base memories to life. Connects that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our tell your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Coupon, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specials. Base stealers, closers, hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team and orthopedic surgeons, nurse case manager, a physical therapist, and more. All to get employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your or visit Chesapeake Employers at CIWC.com.
of the ninth inning here in Akron. What a game it's been for the Bay Sox. 2-0, trailed 3-2, and have to head to a 7-3 lead now as Kobe Mayo leads off. Action change, first pitch, and it's popped up. Mayo shoots it up the ladder, out toward the mound. Now in the plate, Brian Labastida fully overran the ball while missing the mat. He makes the catch just behind his back, and Mayo goes pitch from Mason Hickman. Kyle Marmon is done. He fired two innings. Nearly had it scoreless, but two doubles to open up the eighth inning ruined him. He gave up in one run. It was earned. Struck out batters, however. Did not walk anyone. As Hickman takes over. First pitch in to John Reyes outside. 1-0 to start on Rhodes. He's 0-3. Flew out to left field his last time up. Next pitch. And curveball for called strike. Bottom edge. One. Mason Hickman has been more of a closer for Akron this season, but got to get him work here. 6'6", 228-pound, 3-year-old righty from Hendersonville, Tennessee. Fires a breaking ball high. It's two balls and one strike to Rowe. Fifth-round draft selection in 2000. He went to Vanderbilt. 2-1. Curve for strike. That's a nice pitch. Side edge, and it's 2-2. On the year, nine appearances, a 1-1 record, a 0.73 ERA. 2-2 pitch. And Rhodes fouls it off back to the second stays. 12 innings for Hickman, 15 strikeouts. Four. He's yet to allow a home run bar in AA. He pitched a scoreless ninth inning to earn the save back Tuesday for Akron. 2-2. Check swing, high fastball. It's flinched on it. They'll appeal. He helped. Count run. Bowie is getting another pitcher warming in the pen. While Jensen is the minimum around a leadoff single, a double play. Looks like they don't want to go with him for a second inning. Don't risk. Bring out another arm. Again, has a lot of lateral move available to them. Thanks to Garrett Stallings firing a tie seven innings. Next to Rhodes misses down in a fork. Hickman's first of fifth overall from Aging. And now Rhodes is aboard for Don Williams. Hickman walked her in his scoreless ninth inning on Tuesday. It was Andrew Dashbach. Nobody got to second base. Zach Watson swinging to end that game. Bowie leads 7-3, top of the ninth tonight. Williams is 1-for-2, pitch home, and he watches high fastball miss. 1-0 to start. Williams home run on the first he saw in AA. To right center field, he's walked twice. Struck out swinging in the seventh. Williams watches high fastball miss again. It's two balls and no strikes. Oh, they just closed up shop. Down at the Diamond, a 10-3 win for the Seawolves. And the 2-0 pitch here is called a strike. Fastball to the outside, 2-1. So B is just going to need to get three out of the ninth inning with a four-run lead. Dante Williams got something in his eye. He steps out of the box, and he's cringing a little bit, holding his eye. I think it might have been some pine tar. Yeah, he didn't actually grab it or too much with his glove because that just would have aggravated it. But Bowie's got that four run. They need just three outs, and they'll be first place all by themselves. The 2-1, and Williams screen, 2-2. The Bay Sox have sole possession of first place since they were in Erie. Well, actually, they did have that brief one-game lead following their walk-off win over Richmond, I should say that. But the following day, Bowie lost 9-6, and we're back high. Next pitch. Williams watches down and in, but runner at first doesn't risk it. Rhodes is not any steals today, so why bother? Runs the count full. Thirteen pitches for Hickman. Number 14. Check swing up and away a fastball. An appeal to the base umpire, but lost cause. Williams draws the walk. Back-to-back walks with one here for Hickman. And how about the double-A debut for Dante Williams? Homer's on the first pitch he sees and then draws three walks after. Here's Toby Welk with first and second, one away. And he pops it foul behind home and one. Hickman's first base side.
Fires the and Welk watches fastball miss up and away. Ball and one strike. Welk, still only batter to not reach base for Bowie today. He hit into an inning-ending double play in the fifth. Next pitch. Oh, one miss. Offspeed maybe a bit high, I suppose, but looked close. It's two balls and one strike on Welk. He's 0 for 4 overall. Struck out his time up. Next one from Hickman. Too far high. That's the 3-1. Hickman has thrown 18 pitches. Only 7 of them have found the strike zone. And a wayward Fred O'Han just chirps out, throw a strike. I mean, hey, I get it sometimes. 3 swing and a miss. Welk comes up empty on the hitter's count change. Now the count's full. Welk strikes out a little bit under half the times this year. Payoff pitch. Too far wide. And after one quick out, Hickman has walked the bases loaded. 3 consecutive full counts. He's not finishing. Here's Zim. As the pitching coach, who's going to have to come out? And a lengthy day here at the ballpark. Again, I should count my blessings to call what's been a 2-hour, 30-minute game lengthy is something I never had back in 2001, or definitely not 2009. That adding to the pitch clock has been one of the biggest of minor league baseball, and I look forward to its implementation in Major League Baseball next season. Because I recall a point in 2009 I was working with, they had the highest strikeout totals in their league. They were top 5 in minor league baseball in totals. They were top 5 in minor league baseball in fewest hit out per 9 innings. Yet they still had the longest time of game in their entire league. An average of 3 hours 20 minutes. Every game's long. Here's Zach Watson. First pitch. Watson watches him miss down and in. Surprised to start with a Watson. First time all day he starts ahead. Watson is 3 for his loaded this season. 6 RBI. Struck out 7 times. 1-0 pitch. Lifted foul right side. It's 1-1. So straight walks with 1 out. Akron was very fortunate yesterday to get nearly 5 out of Eli Lingos in long relief. So they didn't have to burn bullpen arms. But they don't want Hickman to get knocked out in this frame. 1-1. Watson checks his swing on a slider up and away. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. And with that said, Akron does get a pitcher on the mound, starting to throw. Right-hander. Sebi Bowie in the ninth. To Watson. Swing and a miss. Slide outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. What I felt like the first pitch should have been to Watson. He's got an affinity. Sliders. And now the count's even. Pitch in. Watson watches ball strike 3. Nice curveball. Just hit above the knees. 8th time that Watson has loaded this season. He either puts it into play for a base hit or he strikes out. That's exactly the 2 outcomes. First strikeout for Hickman. 12th overall for Akron. Now here's Maverick Handley. Handley is over the bases loaded this year, but he's driven in 4 runs thanks to 2 walks. First pitch. And he watches fastball for called strike 1. Rhodes, Dante Williams, Toby Welk. They drew walks on full counts with 1 out to load the top of the ninth. See if Boone put the finishing touches on this run game. 0-1. Handley thought about a curveball low, but got back as it sunk under the knees. 1 strike. And again, Boone's going to need 3 quick outs. And I don't have to use alerts to tell you that Nolan Hoffman is warming the bullpen for the Bay Sox. That sidearm toss. Those long, curly, blonde locks of 1-1 to Handley here. Is too far right, and it skips by. Lavasti couldn't corral it, and 1 run will score. Rhodes comes down on the wild pitch. Get 8-3 Bowie. Well, no longer bases loaded for Maverick Handley, so he's going to stay at 0-8, but hey, who cares? Run has come home. There's still 2 in scoring position. And now it's in 1 strike. Brian Lavasti using that opportunity to go chat with his pitcher for a little bit. Sox scoring 6 consecutive runs after Akron had taken the 3-2 lead. talking about laying it on with the gas yesterday. Result, when you fall behind today, something that Bowie had been lacking at points this year. One misses high to Handley, and it's so does now. When you needed it most, that's a good sign, considering what's up next week. One outside, so even without the wild pitch, he would have driven in a run. I guess he just missed RBI. That is the fourth in this inning for Hickman. The base once again for Andrew Dashbaugh. See if Ruggles Odor has seen enough. Manager still sitting to the right of the steps. Isn't flinching. Dashbaugh is 1-for-15 with the bases loaded this season. 6 RBI, 7 strikeouts for Mrs. High. 1-0 to start. Dashbaugh is 7th batter to the plate in this inning as Hickman simply cannot locate now. 30 and only 12 of them through for strikes. 1-0. Dashbaugh holds off on a high changeup. 2 balls and strikes. 8-3 Bowie. Close it out here. Grand slam yesterday, why not add one more? 2-0. Dashbaugh watches called strike. Fast 92, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. But again, we already knew entering today, that with only 3 games left in the regular season and at 3 games out, they had to rock a fine line, the 2-1. Down and away, 3-1 to Dak. And at this, when Bowie wraps up this game, she on top, Akron will finally be eliminated from the postseason. This is loaded, 2 away. The 3-1 to Dak is outside. No, they called it for a strike. Harris on the outside edge, it full. Dashbaugh was up the line. We've seen pitches to those right-handers today. Kind of narrow in a little bit. Nothing too far outside, but for Dashbaugh. So the runners will get a head start. There they go. Payoff pitch. Nearly hit him. Too far inside for ball 4. 9-3 Bowie. A disastrous night for Mason Hickman, and he's done walking 5 batters. Second base is loaded walk for Dashbaugh this year. His 46th RBI. Pitching change for the Rubber Ducks. Something they never anticipated here's 9th inning. And Chris Gibb will have another shot at the bases loaded. When we turn, you're listening to Base Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash at Sox is the best time at the ball. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate the star of the show. Dance on the with Louie, play games in the stadium, batter in the game, and you'll even get stadium sing for you. Base Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable one-night experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at base.com.
From sprains to stitch, sore throats to stomach aches, pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Pierce. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For rudeness and injuries, Patient First here for you. Patient First. Name fits.
Patient First of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 to 10 p.m. every day.
Are more than glad to get the runs that they have been here in the ring. And we'll see if they can maybe do some of their own work to drive in more. As we continue on with the top of the game, Akron makes a pitching change as Mason had his worst outing in by far. Entered today's game, walked only 4 in 12 and 1 innings. That's 2/3 of an inning today. He walked 5 batters. Walked 3 consecutive with 1 out. After striking out Zach Watson, threw a wild pitch for a run to score. Walked Maverick Handley to reload the bases. And then walked Andrew Bach to drive in a run. All 6 were on full counts. All 5. And now Yurcevez comes out of the bullpen to face Given, who's 0-for-3 this season with the bases loaded. He's got 1 strikeout, 1 RBI. First pitch. Given watches fastball up and in. Chin. 1-0 to start. 1-for-4. Given a 2-run home run, 3 RBI total. As Ramirez, the second appearance of this series. 1-0. Given watches slur miss well outside. 2 strikes.
Here's Ramirez, 6'1", 210-pound-year-old righty from Sabana Grande de in the Dominican. International free agent signed back in 2017. Fires the 2-0. Given watches slider skip by. Another run will score. Welk is down, and it's 3 Bowie. Both runners advance, and now we've got some still pitch to score a run in the inning. As Handley goes to third, Dashbach goes to second. The count is 3-0 on Given. Well, the boos were sporadic. Of course, you don't necessarily boo to a league game. But by all accounts, this ninth inning, it's going out the Akron season, and it's been the worst could have ever asked for. As the 3-0 inside for ball four. A four-pitch walk to put Chris Given on base. The sixth walk drawn up by Bay Sox batters. Back to the top for the number nine, the ninth batter of the Connor Norby. Norby sticks with the bases loaded this season. Pitch. It's called for strike on the outside edge, and there's the cheer. Nothing to start. Norby is 2-for-4. Run RBI single. Next pitch. Norby's slider missed down and away. It's one ball and one strike. Norby struck out his last time up. 30 of Ramirez this season. 5-2 record, a 7.5 ERA. 32 thirds innings with 33 strikeouts, 25 walks. He's allowed 5 homers. 1-1 pitch. Norby bounces it foul. Into the dugout, 1 ball and 2 strikes. So it is 0-for-1 in this inning with run scoring position. I think I'm going to faint. That stat is just appalling. How could that? But to draw 6 walks in a single. Total this game for Bay Sox batters. 1-2 pitch. Norby it off to the right side. Count stays. Well, when this inning closes, and obviously it will, it has to, we're probably going to see the loudier of the night from this crowd. Just see it. Ramirez sets out of the third base side. Holds at the pin. Another 1-2 to Norby. Checks his swing, and it's called strike the outside edge. And there's that cheer. Bowie sends 9 to the plate. They do not collect a hit. They draw 6 walks. And as we go to the ninth, Bowie leads 10-3. Your Sox baseball.
Get the Bills at Prince George's Stadium with weekends all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at this with a proof of service and you'll only pay price. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf Wednesday. And it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from $5 to $2 Bud and Bud Light draft. Their beer specials throughout the year and have music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get tickets now at baysox.com.
Most team fitters, more importantly, doing how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchipping, internet service, web-based cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Imagine? And these are just some of those that we impact. Please visit fitters-602.org. Let's talk about how we can bring value.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up with top-of-the-line fireworks shows playing Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your Sky Shooter Displays. Include tradition shows, true pyro musicals, some choreographed plays, and much more. Sky is truly limitless, so be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online at zpyrotechnics.com.
As always, thank you for stopping by tonight. What a wild couple of days it's been for the Bowie Bay Sox, but boy, have they been coming aces up all the way. We're on to the bottom of the ninth, Canal Park in Akron. Matt Sabatis from Ohio, thank you so much for stopping by. Seriously, it does mean a lot. You do. A 10-3 Bowie lead. The Bay Sox were gifted 3 in the top of the ninth inning. Bowie sent hitters to the plate. They didn't get a sit. Bowie drew its walks. They stranded the bases low, but they still lead by 7th as we move to 9th. Nolan Hoffman will take. Jensen Elliott is done. Right-hander fired just one inning. It was all he needed. Faced the minimum. Gave a double play. Pitching-wise, the day belongs to Garrett Stallings. First 7-inning performance of the season from a Bay Sox pitcher. Got Stallings in line for his win.
face 4, 5, and 6 in the Akron, starting with Micah Priest. Left-hander is 1 for 3 on the day. First pitch in, and the side armor fires a called strike. Got the fastball right down Broadway. It's nothing. Nolan Hoffman, 6'4", 190-pound right-hander. Rule 5 draft selection back in 2021. That was this recent winner. Used to be in Seattle pitch. This is down and away. It's 1-ball strike. Hoffman on the season. He has 17 appearances, 2-2 record, and a 4.4 ERA. 22-1 innings, 22 strikeouts, 5 walks. He's allowed 1 home run. 1-1 pitch, and it's bounced foul to first. 1-ball strikes. Hoffman is come scoreless inning. In the Richmond series, his last outing, that was the walk-off win for Bowie. And it tossed a scoreless eighth, around field single. Next pitch, misses low. Slider runs the count even at 2 balls. Runner got to second on a ground out there. Again, Bowie walked off that game. Thank Andrew Dashbach, sack fly in the ninth. Breaking ball, popped up, foul. Third base side, it'll get out of play. Counts as 2 balls and 2 strikes. And at this point, Bowie is going to be back in control of their own destiny. Something really impossible, but maybe unlikely after Tuesday's game. Pitch is floated out toward left field. Dobie Welk running on it, but realized he didn't have to go anywhere. Shuffles to his left by probably about 3 feet, and Priest flies out to left on a 2. So one away, Martinez. After the Bay Sox got shut out on Tuesday, 3. And Erie picked up a win over Richmond. The Bay Sox were out of first by 2 games. First pitch to Angel Martinez inside, it's 1-0. In the standings, it was only 1 game. But since Erie breakers, it was 2 games. But since then, Bowie. 1-0. No way, it's 2 balls and no strikes. Sox are on the cusp of winning their consecutive game. Erie did win in a lightning contest 2 nights ago. But last night in the inning, Richmond was able to, as the 2-0 to Martinez is called the inside edge, 2-1. And tonight, Richmond demolished the Seawolves, 10-3. 2-home run day by Diego Rins. 2-1 pitch, too far into Martinez. And it's 3-0 for 3 day for Martinez. He struck out back in the sixth. Here's the next. Fouled off to the left side. Run it full. Next pitch from Hoffman. Off again to the left side. A screamer. And so things just run for the Bay Sox right now. You want to make sure that this is something that just popped up a couple of days as Bowie real situation they were in. They do want it to carry again, though. 3-2. Fouled off. Got a little piece on a home plate in the count. Because I brought this up after Wednesday's win. The base of the 7-3 win in that game, but much of the ninth inning tonight, Akron pitching and their infield gave Bowie 3 runs. There were errors. There were walks. Without the unearned runs, Bowie won by 1 run. And a game drastically different when it's only 1 run. Is that for certain? 3-2. And that was the 8th pitch. Hoffman and Martinez here with bases empty and 1 out in the bottom of the ninth. So I said after Wednesday's win, if Bowie wanted to rely on what went nice, what was fun, and what went well, but they shouldn't as the 3-2 is up and in. Speed to Martinez, nearly got his shoulder, so he draws the walk on the ninth of the plate appearance. Base runner with 1 out here in the bottom of the ninth. And then Bowie absolutely followed. They're obviously not listening to me, but anyone informed them of it, and I even did. I wouldn't expect anyone to follow my advice because it's not even really advice, just common sense. But it's still something that you want to make sure does happen. As the right-hander Jonathan Rodriguez steps, his pitch is called a strike. Good to have a righty now, as Hoffman does substantially better against right-handers with that sidearm delivery of his. But did exactly that. Lined up, got, and put on 10 runs yet. Pitch is driven out to right field. Woods shuffles to his right. Camp catches. 2 away. Reynel Delgado, the last shot for Akron tonight. Bowie leads 10-3. But last night, Bowie did it without Akron's help. Rubber Ducks did commit an error in that game, but it didn't do anything. Didn't score. No one scored in that second. It happened. Bowie drew a couple of walks, but only of the batters who had walked scored. Everything else was because of Bowie. And it was so nice to finally see. Pitched to Raynel Delgado. Brushes him inside. It's a 1-0 start. Two for three day for Delgado. Hit performance for Akron today. Single in the fourth inning. 1-0. Outside, off speed, runs at two balls and no strikes. Well, Delgado's single was the catalyst, say. After Bowie led 2-0. Akron in the lead on that single. 2-0 pitch. Outside, 3-0. Hoffman might be in a bit of a jam right now as he's having to face off against four consecutive left-handers. Never does well for that sidearm stuff. He's got a whip of 0.7 against lefties compared to 1 against righties. Throw is down and away, a four-pitch walk. Second walk for Hoffman in this end. Both of them have been against left-handed batters. But he's still a ways away from matching what Akron and their pitching staff did in the top of the ninth, walking six batters. But my goodness, then he doesn't want to end. We've seen 8 total walks. Yikes. The other thing that's going for them, too, right now, maybe a little on their shoulder. Basog had to make plenty of roster moves over the last couple days for a variety of reasons, brought up a new players just today. Two pitchers, Jake Lyons, were added. Thought Lyons was going to join the game, but it turned out to be Jensen Elliott. They're both very and it's hard to see the bullpen ballpark. But Dante Williams also joined. An immediate impact for Williams. A homer box. First pitch in to Schneel to strike. Last ball on the bottom, it's nothing and one. First and second outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. But we lead 10-3. Hoffman sets. Pitch home. Bounce should end the game. Given bobbles it, recovers, fires to first, and it's in time. The Bowie Sox are winners once again for the second straight night. They hang a 10 spot on Akron. And for the first time in a week, the Bay Sox are first in the Southwest Division. What a day it's been. 10-3 the final. Think about it with a little bit of Bay Sox postgame coming up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil farms. But less than a minute, get yourself a delicious hot cup finest and freshest coffee in because Royal Farms' new swag coffee machines grind those rich flavorful coffee beans and brew one magnificent cup at a time. Royal Farms makes the freshest and best in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
At South, we want you to feel your best. Summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Fielder's Choice with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discount suite rentals, special access to the Dime Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Act now by calling 301-64-4865 or to baysox.com.
CA Imaging Systems, we provide a tiered team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From creation, output devices, scan flow, to document security and storage, and people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 1-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImage.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's now time for the Bowie Sox post-game show. Head back to the ballpark with Matt Sus.
An incredible win for the Bowie Bay Sox tonight with a little bit of help to boot in their hunt for the playoffs. We can talk about that in a second, but we've got to discuss tonight of Bay Sox baseball here at Cal Park in Akron. Matt Sabatis with you following a 10-3 win. Sox just getting started with Bay Sox game here as we'll recap this one. Then on the Eastern League, get you caught up on a couple of the scores that have closed up shop, including, of course, the important one, Erie and Richmond. But we'll get to that in a bit. Better recap. Go all the way back in time to the throwaway land of 7:07 p.m. When first pitch came home from, who was that? Tanner Burns. It was a strike. Norby just watched it. But on a 2-2 count, second time this week, Connor Norby gave Bowie an early. And Norby cracks it out left center field. Rodriguez look up, and there it goes! It's the second time in three, and Connor Norby says goodbye. He leads off the game with a home run, and Bowie leads. So the Bay Sox have nothing. That was Norby's 11th home run in the first inning of games in between Bowie and Hyde-Dean. That is the most in baseball, minors or majors. That's how great he's been. But three batters, Bay Sox weren't done. Dante Williams came up, promoted from Aberdeen just last night. His Double-A debut, first Double-A pitch, is gone. It's his first plate up here in Double-A. In the first pitch, he drills deep out to right field. Noel reining back, looking up, and there it goes! The first pitch in Double-A! Dante Williams crushes a solo run! It's 2-0! An incredible, electrifying start for the basics, especially from Don Williams. As we went to the bottom of the first, Garrett Stallings was clean. 12-pitch scoreless frame. Top of the second, did get a leadoff single by Zach Watson, but thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. It's a close play, and it was a pretty good run by trying to capitalize on a slow run in by the right fielder. It just didn't happen. He got thrown out. Top of the second, Garrett Stallings gave up a leadoff single, but stranded the runner at third. Went to the third, but we got a two-out single, but that. Bottom of the third, where Stallings hit his first snag of Daniel Schneeman, he was trying to get things going. He's been having a tough season against Bay Sox specifically, and laid down a bunt start the inning. It was the first pitch. Elian Escobedo, who had a home run in the third yesterday on an 0-2 pitch, came up. And now he comes up with a runner at first, no one out. 0-2 pitch, swung on and belted, deep to right field. His back, up against the wall, and a tie game. What was Stallings' 27th home allowed this season? A single franchise record in Bowie, the most home runs allowed by an individual. Very peculiar to watch it and considering the start that Stallings eventually turned in. But Bowie was now tied, and they need to get to a leadoff walk by Williams in the inning. Did not do much as he was left stressed. And in the bottom of the fourth, was about to put together a scoreless inning, two quick outs, but Jonathan Rodriguez to right field on the first pitch. Raynel Delgado came up to give Ack lead. Seven batters faced on his second, two first pitch balls. The 2-0 is single at the middle of base. It split Stallings left, and Akron takes the lead. Well, that was a bit of a chance there for the Bay Sox. They wanted her that they could have done something, but Akron took their opportunities. They made the most of them, and the Bay Sox were in. So the game went into the fifth, and the Bay Sox needed to get the offense going. They had only had two hits since runs and was not able to get any position. Andrew Dashbaugh, an error to open the inning. So maybe something there. He needed to get at least get him in a position, see if that was possible. Chris gets up, and as it turned out, they didn't need Buck in a scoring position. Given was going to do all the work. A goose just flew over left field. Given sends a shot out to deep left. Rodriguez looks up, and it's gone. Given says goodbye. A two-run home run to left field, and it's 4-3 Bowie. So a one-run lead Sox, a go-ahead blast by Given. Incredible turn for Bowie. They drew three walks at, but with only one out, Toby went to a double play to end the inning. So halfway through the contest, and Bowie was only by one. They wanted to increase. Fortunately for them, Garrett Stallings had the side on just 10 pitches in the fifth and sent the game into the sixth. And that's where Daniel Schneeman, for the first season, was not rock solid at third. Schneeman had not allowed an error 68 games at third this year. On back-to-back pitches, he had an error in the sixth. Zach Watson, he reached on the first error. Schneeman closed his glove on a ground ball. Maverick Hanley laid down a sacrifice bunt. Schneeman threw the ball away. Hanley went to second. Watson went to third. And there were still no outs. Given came up again. And while he went out of the infield, he still got the run home. Payoff pitch. Given takes a half swing. And high bouncer to first. It'll score the run. Gloves and underhands to the first base tees. FBI ground out for Chris Gibbs. Not the best, but hey, it's a run. Bowie leads 5-3. So a two-run advantage for the base. A little bit of insurance. And Connor Norby, the very next batter, to bring home one more. Next offering, Norby takes a late hack on an inside breaking ball and floats it into left field. It'll hit base hit. A Tis League single for Connor Norby. He's in Hanley, and it's 6-3 Bowie. So what's now advantage for the Bay Sox? They were keep it going. As in the bottom of the sixth, Garrett Stahl is back to work. He retired the side on 10-5. In the sixth, he did it in pitches, struck out his sixth batter, put the game into the seventh. As Bowie against a new pitcher, they went down in order against Herman. And in the bottom of the seventh, Stallings came back out. 79 pitches. No Bowie pitcher had entered the seventh inning of a start this season. Stallings struck three batters in the seventh. Around Weasley single finished his day with 98 pitches. A cry. Tied seven innings, Karai 98 pitches. Incredible from Stallings. And as the game went into the eighth, the Bay Sox gave him one little tip of insurance as Zach Watson opened the first with a double. Maverick Handley followed with his own to give Bowie one more run. Next pitch, Handley floats it out toward the left center gap. This one will roll past the field, get cut off just before the wall. But Watson gets a good jump. He's around, headed home to score. An RBI double for Maverick Handley. 7-3 Bowie here in the eighth. So a four-run edge for the Bay Sox. And as Bowie finally turned to the bullpen, Elliott fired a scoreless bottom of the eighth, a wrangle and a double play. In the we're not going to play any highlights from it because they're all going to sound the same. After one quick out from Mace Hickman, John Rhodes walked. Then Dante Williams walked. Then Toby Welk walked. The bases were loaded. Zach Watson struck out looking. So there were two outs, and Bowie might come up empty in that entire inning. Wild pitch, scored. Maverick Handley walked. Bases were loaded again. Hickman, Andrew Dashbach to drive another run. Five walks for Hickman. He only walked four batters in his entire double-A career entering today. But we brought two runs home. And then another wild pitch by Yerson Ramirez brought home another. And the Bay Sox plated runs in the ninth inning without base hit. Again, we don't need to play this out of that one. They all sound the same. Went ninth, and Noel Hoffman took over for the Bay Sox. Now, they did have a little bit of trouble with the left-handed. Walked two of them, but fortunately, that delivery is funky enough to get the weak contact, and that's enough for Hoffman to finish it out. Pitch home. Bounced over to the game. Given bobbles it off the recovers, fires to first, and it's time. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again for the second straight night. They hang a 10 spot on, and for the first time in a week, the Bay Sox are first place in the Southwest Division. So, Sox score. Bowie scores 10 runs. Hits with no errors. They left on 9. Akron scores 3 runs on 7, 3 errors they left on 5. Garrett Stallings is the winning pitch. He moves to 6-10 on the while Tanner Burns takes the lead to 3-7. No save. The game was played in 2 hours and 54 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Canal Park in Akron, 6,232. With the win, Bowie is 500 on the year, 68-68, a 3-game winning streak for the Bay Sox as they're now 31-6 on the road. With the loss, falls to 77-59 on the 3-game losing streak for the Ducks, 38-29 when playing in home crowds. Bowie has secured a series split this week. They have secured a season series with the Rubber Ducks, as Bowie has won their 13th game out of the 24 scheduled games, most that Akron can now win. Bowie improves to 1-26 in the second half. Akron falls to 37-30 with hooped in the regular season. We will discuss playoff ambitions and the updated standings at the end of the night here in the Eastern League. Take a look around the scoreboards next. Bay Sox postgame after this. On 3 win for Bowie here at Canal. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 p.m. every day of the year. Except tests and prescription drugs are on, and most major insurance plans are it. For routine illnesses and ins, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a contractor that is located or off the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it's important for you to have the best trained and qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 6 provide the highest level of HV mechanical and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you hire, please visit steamfitters-u.org.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Utes? Then play Minor League Rundown, the free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and return for each open round to vie for, including the grand prize, to attend weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Well, back one final time here for Park and Akron. As we get wrap up Bay Sox postgame, Matt Sabatis with you, following a 10-3 win over the Akron Rubber Ducks. Around the Eastern League right now, as games have come to a close. Looks like actually the last one to close up shop tonight. Binghamton shuts out Hartford. Sticking tonight, a three-hit shutout for the Rumble. As they're starting to really clean up what remains here in the second half, Binghamton is still in the bottom of the East Division, but they've been able to dig themselves a couple of wins against a couple of good teams between Hartford and Somerset over the last 2 weeks. New Hampshire was able to hold off a late rally from the Harrisburg Senators 5-4. Harrisburg had a tying run on base in the ninth, but couldn't get it. Somerset ended Portland's winning streak today. The Sea Dogs had 16 of their last 17 separate eight-game winning streaks. Somerset held them to just one run on four hits today. Jason Rosario picked a solo home run, his 11th. Somerset wins 2-1. Altoona hung four runs on Andrew Paint first inning against Redding, that top Phillies pitching prospects, and that wasn't enough for Altoona to win 5-1. The game we have paid the most attention to this week, the Richmond-Erie Affair. It was Richmond from the get-go. They had an early advantage thanks to home runs. Brett Arlock went yard to start the game. Billy Mahon went yard in the second inning. And then in the fifth, Ricardo put together a two-run blast. They did 4-0, but Erie was an inch closer. They put on two runs in the sixth, pitched to score a run, and a sacrifice fly by Quincy Naporti. But then Henevez came, two-run home run in the seventh inning, made it to two, and the wheels were off. Richmond eventually put on four runs in the eighth and closed out a 10-3 win. So your final standing end of the night, as Bowie improves to 41-26 second half, Erie falls to 4-27. The Bays have a one-game lead over the pack in the Southwest Division, with two games left to play here in the regular season. And recall, Erie missed tiebreakers. Bowie cannot tie for the end of the season. Need to win the division outright. Right now, they've got that in their hands. Bowie ahead by one game. Akron, by virtue of losing to Bowie tonight, has fallen to four games first place. And with two games left, the Rubber Ducks have been eliminated. Altoona was eliminated earlier, just yesterday, in fact. It's just two teams remaining. Portland has already secured their ticket into the Eastern League playoffs. Portland and Somerset will play the first round. It'll be interesting because they're playing in Somerset right now. They have to go to Portland for the first game of the divisional round, then go back to Somerset for at least one more game, if not two. So the Northeast Division will be, but at least we're getting a good preview, and that's set over in Bridgewater. But with two games left to play, they have a big opportunity to perhaps put this one. They're in control of their own destiny. As we take a quick look around the Orioles organization, there were two games today. Norfolk, a three-hit against the Charlotte Knights. Excellent performance by Grayson Rodriguez. First trip back to AAA after that lat strain he suffered in June. Fired five scoreless innings. His ERA to 1.92 AAA club. Jordan Westberg, their home run. It's his third consecutive day. 17 bombs with AAA club. Norfolk wins nothing. And then down at High A, game three of the South Atlantic League Divisional Series. After Aberdeen had fallen first game 8-1, they won last night and tonight. After 1-0 in the fourth, they tied bottom of the frame and then put on four runs in the fifth. They had a four-run lead that was threatened. Two runs in the sixth for Brooklyn. And one run in the eighth made it a one-run game. Aberdeen held on, finished out ninth inning, and won the series. So Aberdeen advances to the South Atlantic League Championship Series, just finished earlier today on the division for the South Atlantic League. The Bowling Green Hot Rod took down the Rome Braves. Green is the Rays affiliate. You can figure out Rome Braves are affiliated with, but located in Kentucky. So it looks to be that Aberdeen is going to have a long ride ahead of them as they'll look ahead to the South Atlantic League Finals in a couple of days. But the score we care about most in this production is that of Bowie's, and what a score it was. Second night in a row, the Bay Sox on double digits against the Akron Rubber Ducks. Take down the Ducks 10-3. Two teams are back at it again tomorrow. Bowie is still waiting to announce starting pitcher for that game. Roster moves things a little bit tricky. While Atten is sending out right-handed pitcher Tanner Bison 1 with a 1.60 ERA. If the Bay Sox win one of their final two games and the Erie Seawolves lose one of their final two games, the Bay Sox are in the playoffs. If the Erie Seawolves lose both of their last two games, he's in no matter what. So a lot of this could go down. Bowie take care of their business, though, tomorrow night. Be a 7:05 first pitch, which means a DC Systems pregame show of 6:45. That's going to do it for us. Matt Sabatis with you from Canal Park. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening. You picked a good game. As Bowie takes down Akron 10-3. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you today's game and join us next time. Another exciting broadcast soon. This has been a presentation of Bowie Bay Sox.